You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
And we're recording.
Oh. Well, that's...
Had an extra amount saved up there, Myra.
Is that because one of Eric's hairs was in your drink?
Yeah.
I don't think he threw up yesterday when we recorded, so no, it was probably built up.
He was building it up. Alright, hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Hello!
Today we're going to be playing Dungeon World. This is the Nettle Crusades.
Nettle.
I'm scared.
I'm from Nettle.
Me too.
I'm from Nettle as well.
I'm from the Great White North.
Why does it got to be white for?
Because it's covered in snow.
Are you from beyond the wall?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm from the land of always winter. That's what it's called.
Perpetual winter. Alright, I'm Ryan. I'm going to be DMing tonight. You guys want to introduce your character?
No.
Nope.
I do. I'm Alex, and I'm playing Taros, the druid.
He didn't say introduce
elf.
Yourself, your character, he said.
He didn't. He just asked if you wanted to. He didn't say do it.
I'm a druidic elf from the frozen north, and I turn into animals.
Well, la-dee free. Hi, I'm James. I am a wizard.
No, you're not. Your character's a wizard.
I know. How do you know I'm not a wizard?
You have never demonstrated the ability of magic powers.
Well, your head shrinking.
Just because... Yeah, I did shrink your heads.
That's just an illusion.
I play a
Tricks
wizard.
Is something whores do for money.
Yeah.
I play a wizard named Avon. Or Avon.
What does he sound like?
He sounds like this. Because he likes you very much.
Oh my god.
You're lucky Ed's not here.
Why?
He would not be enjoying it.
Not too bad for Ed. Does he know?
Drop dead Ed.
Yeah.
Because there's a movie called Drop Dead Fred.
That guy died a while ago.
The actor?
Yeah. He dropped dead.
Fred dropped dead.
I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He committed.
He committed to the role. No, really, it's sad though. He died. I really like that movie.
He died!
Alright, so Meyer?
Yes?
Why don't you introduce yourself and your character?
Okay.
You might want to clean up all that vomit, though.
That's why Meyer coats all his character sheets in plastic.
Yeah.
And he laminates them. And that's why he sits on that tarp.
Yeah.
He laminates them.
It's also for penis puke and butt puke. It's all the
pukes. It's a constant barrage of bodily fluids with Meyer.
Yeah. That's just life.
You guys should hear the actual plays without the heavy editing to filter out all the horrible noises.
It's even worse than Eric's cast.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering what that noise was, and you reminded... Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought it was in my head again.
Next time, Eric, could you ask the doctor not to wrap your broken bone with screaming souls of 1,000 damned?
No, you know what? If you're going to be a little bitch about it, I'll ask for a louder one.
He took what we said earlier and reverted it.
Anyway,
I am unsettled. I'm not sure if I want to play today, Brian. This is very bad juju.
We're getting off to a great start here,
bad
you guys.
Dark.
I forgot what dice we need.
D6.
Sixes, yeah.
Alright. My name is Meyer.
No.
And I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Meyer.
My character today is Pendril the Elf. Who is a bard.
Is he also an alcoholic?
No. But he used to be a sex slave of ogres. Recently released. And he's on a quest to free all the slaves, kill all the slaving ogres, and now saving his town of Nettle, where his mom and sister are kidnapped or imprisoned.
What color
he's like
are
the
you?
Abraham Lincoln of ogre sex slaves.
Yeah, I'm gonna make the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm also like the nearest Tigerian.
I'm sorry, I don't listen to hip hop. What color are you?
Elf color.
Okay, that's a good color. What does his arm smell like?
The forest.
That's what I was listening
no.
to.
No. It's probably ogre, but...
Oh, God.
Or just the constant lingering smell.
Your arm was probably up a lot of ogre butts.
Of ogre orifice.
I recently killed a bunch of ogres, so it's probably ogre blood, too. And yeah.
You are currently the chieftain of the Black Plague clan.
Oh, yeah, I just touched an ogre dick, so my hand probably reeks of...
You didn't really touch it so much as slice it off.
Yeah.
You have a dagger, I think, or...
I have a short sword.
A short sword. Okay, well, you castrated an ogre with your short sword, so...
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming you did that intentionally.
Talked back to me. It was my... The first thing I did was address the ogres, and he was the first one to try to backtalk me, so I'm like, alright, time to show him what kind of king I am. So
you laid down the law?
Yep.
I am the law.
No one questions me.
Yeah.
I am above it all.
The ogres respect tough love.
And that has bought you the loyalty of the ogres for a good session or two, I will say.
The begrudging loyalty?
Yeah, okay. Begrudging loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Eric.
I'm Eric. Hello. I'm playing a Barnabas.
I can't hear you over the sound of your cast.
Well, you're going to have to cope.
Here, I'll do some magic.
Citizen
All you did was soothe me with your luscious voice.
That's how bards work, man.
So, just remind everybody, what is Barnabas's quest?
My quest is to defend Nettle from the iniquities that beset them. I'm a human paladin, by the way.
And your boon and your... I forget what it's called.
The bond?
I have two boons. I have an invulnerability to disease and senses that pierce lies. But I have a vow of hospitality. I have to give comfort to those in need, no matter who they are. And I'm a loyal follower of the great Tecumseh.
Because
he's great.
And totally original to this campaign.
Is Tecumseh a female or a male? Or gender neutral?
Tecumseh is Alex's character.
Yep.
You actually think it's the same character. You think it's the same deity as in the game, but this is Tecumseh.
Is a slight variation
totally different.
In spelling.
So is it masculine, feminine, or just neutral? Gender neutral?
He's actually every gender.
Wow.
And no gender.
He's omnigender.
Wow.
He's gender and no gender.
How do you refer to him? Is he, she, it, or just Tecumseh?
Just Tecumseh, man. Yeah.
Tecumseh is beyond pronouns.
You don't use pronouns, that guy, girl, lady, man.
I'm uncomfortable with your god.
I'm not uncomfortable with his god. I'm just uncomfortable with his god's genitals.
Damn.
All of them.
Yeah. He's a bunch of cis scum.
I'm kind of confused by his symbol, to be honest.
It's a target that says shoot me.
No, it doesn't say shoot me.
It has a bunch of runes like that look like they spell out the words.
I know. I was talking from an in-character point of view, though. It's a target that says shoot me.
Aren't you glad that I would be the one shot instead of you?
Well, last time you were riding on my back, so no.
All right. So let's catch James up on what happened last session.
We killed a bunch of ogres.
So it started off with you were leaving with Gilda. Because you were injured.
Gilda was not happy to be missing the fight.
No, but she did it. Because Gilda likes you more than Davos does. I don't know why. You can ask Davos if he just doesn't like
it. That makes no sense. I sacrificed a lot my own health to heal him.
But well, no, you guys decided to send James with.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Yeah, because
you figured it would be easier to keep her safe.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. So you left. We saw some ogre scouts, which we some of we killed, some we like we kind of
distracted, and turned into a giant rabbit.
Yeah, we found the ogre camp.
I forgot about the dire bunny.
Yep, dire rabbit.
Is it dire rabbit?
Yep,
it's like a rabbit.
Only dire.
Found the ogre sex slave camp. They were who?
Well, it wasn't just sex slaves.
Well, there were slaves there. They blocked it up the waterfall, the river, whatever. They
at
dammed
the
it up.
Best of the forest. Period.
Yeah, which we find out later on was because for so. We saw some slaves, so naturally Pendril just went right in to save the slaves, where Ed was captured. Ed is also from Nettle. He became a He's a like a priest or something, right?
He's
something.
He's a cleric.
Cleric.
Oh, Ed's a Nettler as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's basically Varys the Spider from Game of Thrones.
Not basically, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He worships Arrakis, the god of knowledge and suffering,
who spreads his information from a worldwide web. That's a web that spans the whole wide world.
And he prays by self-flagellating.
So I led the slaves to freedom. And then we fought some ogres. We got pretty fucked up by them. There was two more slaves I had to rescue that were right by the king's throne. So I went there, fought the king, killed him, freed the slaves, became the Ogre King, and I now we left it off where I told some, the ogres to get to bring the dryads to have talked to us about why they were damming up the river and get some information out of it.
Alrighty then.
I mean, that's basically it.
We got fucked up by ogres.
We got pretty fucked. I was like two health away from dying.
Yeah, I had 2 hit points left.
I had a lot of health, because even I was pretty down.
I was like 5 away. I was like
I was the worst. I had 2 out of 20 hit points.
Considering I was sent back to camp to heal up, does that mean I can be healed up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like 5 away, and I'm like, oh, 5 health, and reverse the king. All right, whatever. This is what Nependril will do.
I mean, I only lost 3 health, so, I mean, you guys sent me back to camp to get fixed.
Yeah, maybe we also kind of didn't want to, you know, you have kind of that voice that kind of gets on you after a while. We didn't, in our heads, we're kind of thinking that. We didn't say it out loud.
Oh, okay.
We hate you.
Oh no, we're missing Legend of Korra!
Oh no! I have a DVR'd. Because I live in the 21st century.
What's the 21st century?
It's 1 century before Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
1 century after Fox.
Okay.
Alright, what does the Fox say? James.
Bark? Yes?
Let's start off with you.
I guess I won't eat this cookie then.
Just because I kind of had a little bit of an idea. You tell Gilda, since you're how close were you to dying?
Not at all.
No, before
Meyer, help Eric, please.
Okay. Good grief.
You weren't. I thought you were down a lot of hit points.
You do have 2 hands to grip it.
I was only down 3.
Oh, okay. In that case...
I was just knocked off of Alex's shoulders by a club.
That's my one good deed.
All right.
Where's karma?
In that case, where do you have Gilda take you?
I don't know, you guys sent me away on Gilda, so I figured you sent me back to camp to get healed up, so.
Okay. In that case, you arrive back at the camp.
no one likes
the You camp. Can no, you can don't. Tell that something is amiss before you before you land. Because you can see smoke kind of rising from the forest where the camp should be.
The traitor.
We're fucking that guy up. See, I was going to work with the Lord, and now I'm not going to do it.
What do you do?
All right. Gilda, we're going to land and investigate.
Someone else want to play Gilda for this scene?
Okay.
All right. Your motivation is you want to kill things, and you don't really like him.
Wait a second.
Why am I not liked by the
Griffin? Shut up!
I healed
things.
All right,
I got it.
Okay.
It's because, remember the first time you met them, you tried to...
Yeah, everybody had to make parlay rolls and sort of submit. And you.
Oh, yeah, but then I healed Davos.
It takes more than that.
Well, she's a little bit... She's more okay with you than Davos was. So make me discern realities.
forgot how to do that.
That's on the basic moves.
To be fair, me and Alex and I are their true like allies. You're just kind of an ally of an ally.
Thanks, up to me.
Oh, it's wisdom.
Like, Alex and I will get invited to their birthday parties. You know, they don't invite you.
Which you don't actually want to go to a birthday party.
You're just sort of friends of friends.
Yeah. All right, I got 9.
9. Okay, so you get one question?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Probably what happened to you recently.
I was going to say, what should I be on the lookout for?
Okay.
So what should I be on the lookout for?
Well, the camp has been completely vacated. It appears that
there was a fight
here at some point. So
I made that joke recently.
You may be on the lookout for maybe some kind of a police force. You know that there's a town patrol that doesn't go really far beyond the town's wall.
They may have come out.
Since they heard that there were bandits, if they heard that there were bandits in the area.
All right. Well, I'm going to sneak around and inspect any of the tents that were set up and see if there's any survivors or any bodies.
All right.
Emphasis on the sneaking around.
In that case, make me defy danger with Dex.
Yeah. It's like, all right, 7 again. 7.
Meekum's kind of like Raptors. Like there's a, it shows a 1, and there's like clever girl to the side. There's 1. That's my favorite. I think as a kid, that was my favorite. Like that was a badass line to go out to. Not Sam Jackson though. He went out like a bitch.
So, James, you start... Sorry. Avon, you start picking through the remains of the camp. It looks like a force of people just sort of tore through here. You don't see any blood, so you're not... You're pretty sure that nobody was injured or killed, at least not seriously.
They're definitely people tracks, though, right?
Yeah.
People tracks.
No, what's in the town? Orcs or orvers?
Orcs. Orcs, yes. I'm trying to think of what kind of... Alright. You can either...
Are griffins good trackers?
I can't.
They're hunters. You could track somebody from the air with Gilda if you. The only thing is you can't really talk to Gilda because.
Well, I thought they understand us, but we just couldn't understand them.
Yeah,
they're like vaguely like.
Oh, okay.
Like you can't give them specific commands, but. I'm gonna say this, James. You can either you catch sight of spear tips disappearing into the forest. You know, soldiers marching away. You can either make a loud noise that alerts them to your presence, or you can. Get caught underneath a collapsing lean-to.
I think I'll get caught.
Okay, that's not going to be very much damage, but... Okay, 1. So if you have any armor...
Yeah, I do have 1 armor.
But you're pinned there. So Gilda... Avon is picking through the ruins of the camp. It smells like fire here.
Yeah.
Brock stuff.
Yeah. Fire and illness, basically. And Avon goes walking away through the camp, seems to catch sight of something and dives underneath a lean-to, which then promptly falls on him. What do you do?
Laugh.
Yeah.
Avon, you hear the high, squawky sound of eagle-lion laughter.
That's quite disturbing. Are you laughing at me? Oh. This is not a funny situation. I am stuck under here.
Can Gilda understand him that he's stuck?
You know what? Make me discerning realities. You don't have to ask many questions.
What's Gilda's score?
Oh, her wisdom. Go with a plus zero.
All right, so that's seven.
Seven.
Ask one question. Who's really in charge?
You don't have to ask me any questions, but yeah, Gilda gets the sense that you're human, Avon?
Yes.
The human in the funny robes is not doing too well.
The loud human is
stuck. Human is in distress.
Who's the elf?
Snake, yeah. I guess Gilda will go over and start pushing some of the debris away with her paws.
Okay. Go with roll with plus two for her strength.
12.
Oh. Alright, yeah, Gilda comes over and frees you from...
Oh, thank you, Gilda. Something bad's happened here. We gotta go find Taros and let him know that something bad happened. I'm looking her right in the eyes. We gotta find Taros.
I guess Gilda hunches down a bit so that he could climb back on her back.
Right. As I'm saying your name, I'm making, like, I'm trying to make your physical features, you know, like, holding myself up like a warrior and then changing.
Taros, you know long-eared elf, Taros!
Taros, he turned into the griffin. Oh. I lean down like a griffin, like on all fours and start walking and caw, growling like she would. Taros! We need to go back to them.
And then Gilda hunches over and... All right, so she takes wing and you guys are now on your way back to the game. Meanwhile... Back at the ogre camp, what have you guys been up to? We'll say that the fight happened the previous night. It's now morning.
I've been rolling around in a bed, moaning in pain.
Fornicating furiously.
I guess I would be talking to some of the slaves, seeing what skills they have. And
I'm going to go talk to the ogre's livestock and make sure that they're okay. Not sick or anything.
I was probably talking to and catching up with Ed's character since we knew each other.
All right. Let's see...
Oh, she was so stupid.
Yeah.
There we go. Each of you guys roll a d6 and we'll see what's...
4, 5, 4.
Girl, I literally never see a 10 before. Go. 1.
11.
1. Alright, so, Akos.
Yeah.
You head over to the livestock pen. The sheep, as they were last time, are sort of standing impassively in the pen.
Sheepishly?
Yeah, munching on grass.
Doing sheep things.
You said there's sheep and cows, and or is cows. It just the sheep?
There's cows, too. There's okay. A few cows.
I'll start with the sheep.
Are they interrupting cows?
Hello.
Why do we listen to this?
How are all of you doing today?
We're fine.
I'm just here to check up on you, make sure everyone's feeling okay. No one's sick?
No. As far as we know.
Okay. I mean, amongst you.
Ooh.
Amongst you?
Was that a pun?
Would you like it to be a pun?
I do not understand the concept of puns.
Watch your ass.
Apparently you do understand the concept of puns.
I've heard of puns.
But you understand the concept if you knew that when I said any of you could have been a pun. So that means you inherently understand the concept of puns.
I'm not sure about it. That's why I asked.
He just asks that to a lot of...
I walk away and go
hello,
talk to the cows.
Is that a pun?
Goddamn cows.
Hello.
You walk away. Is that a pun?
Sheep are so fucking stupid.
Yeah, the sheep were really stupid.
Yep. How are you?
Is that a pun?
We're not sheep.
We live lives of constant terror.
Terror? Of what?
Well, we are in the keep of ogres. We fear that they will eat us.
Yes. Are any of you ill?
There is one.
He's gone mad.
Mad cow.
He's just such a mad cow.
What is their name?
Aaron.
Walton. Walton has been ill.
What is wrong with Walton?
For many days.
He pukes from his butt.
He stands listlessly and does not eat.
Ah. Where is he?
The cow you're addressing motions over to the corner of the pen where one of the bulls has been has sort of sequestered himself away, you know, and shows his horns to any of the other cattle that approach.
Okay, I'm going to stay on the safe side of the fence and walk over to him. Hello, Walton.
Do you ever wonder why we're here?
Was he like on a pond or something?
My name is Taros. I have heard that you are feeling ill.
Leave me to die. That is what all of them want.
But it is not what I want.
And what do you want?
I want to help you.
I want to make sure you're healthy when I
How can you do that?
Well, first I need to know what's wrong.
My stomachs are unsettled. I cannot keep food down.
I also have the splinter in my paw.
The flies have already began to set in.
All right.
I can feel myself dying from the inside out.
I guess that would be spout lore to see if I know what cow disease he has.
Sure.
Intelligence.
Oh, Overwatch.
8.
All right.
Bravest. You ever seen Bravest Warriors?
No.
It's this course like, who saw the who figured out the meaning of life, but it just collapsed. It doesn't do anything.
Oh, is that the dead horse that is someone's pet or something?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the show, but I heard about that. Yeah.
I will say this.
Okay.
Ogres are not known for their attention to their livestock. They don't take particularly good care of them. They are often entire ogre clans are often wiped out by tainted meat.
Ah. What have you been eating, Walton?
The other cows.
I have not eaten in many days.
Before you started feeling ill.
The only food available is tainted with refuse and waste. You can see the pens are remarkably dirty and ill kept. They don't shovel out the cow shit.
Right. Very well. I shall see what I can do. So first, I want to see, I guess, another spot lore to see if I know any way to cure him of his cow
You should tell the king about this problem, then he'll make his men clean his pens.
Nine?
Wait, nine is a nine, or nine is a nine?
Nine is a nine.
Nine.
No, not nine, nine.
I will say, wasting diseases like this are not communicable between the infected, but if they are, you know, eating from the same contaminated source of food, then it is possible that it will spread throughout the community.
Right. Okay.
Can he be cured? You're not sure.
All right. I'm going to go talk to the Ogre King.
Okay. The ogre chieftain's tent has been made ready for you. The new king of the Black Plague clan. It smells of ogre in here, which is...
I've smelt it.
Yeah.
Does it bring back bad memories?
It does sort of bring back bad memories, but, you know, it's decorum. You must spend the evening... You must spend the night in the chieftain's tent.
Yep.
As you approach, there are ogre guards holding clubs flanking the tent. They cross their clubs and...
Let me pass, or need I murder more of your kind?
How may we be sure that you are not here to harm our king?
I look elf, don't I? If I wanted to harm your king, I would turn into a disease-carrying mosquito. You would never see me coming, and he would never know that he was already dead.
That's pretty dark. It's actually pretty awesome.
You speak confusing words with a small elf.
Pendrell, tell them to move.
You hear from outside, Pendrell.
About myself?
Oh, in the tent, yes.
Let him pass.
Unless you have taken an ogre lover, which is your right.
Oh, thank you.
I guess
he would probably take the most beautiful of the ogres.
The one with the most amount of hair.
Yes.
Can I say something? Is the ogre place like the nicest part of like all the ogre places?
Well, there are some skins, some pelts.
Like of all the tents, this is like the nicest.
This is the nicest tent.
Then I'd probably let the former slaves hang out here just because they need some comfort.
Did they bring you a harem?
I'm not gonna do anything with them.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying, did they bring you a harem?
So the former slaves are there. We're hanging out.
Okay. So you duck into the ogre chieftain's tent, and the place is pretty much all the floor space is covered with wan, thin looking people. Kind of recovering from a horrific, traumatic event.
I'm probably playing on my mandolin. Playing some nice music.
Love what you've done with the place, Pendrell. Has a very occupying conqueror feel to it.
Well, I mean, I only had a couple of days. I only had a day to work with it. I mean, there's only so much you can do.
Listen, we might be here for a few days. Obviously, these people need to eat.
It's your highness.
Obviously, these people need to eat.
It's your highness. I'm showing respect. I'm the king.
Ogres are outside.
They might hear you.
These people need to eat.
They do not hear you.
Okay.
And the ogres have not been taking care of their livestock.
Oh my gosh.
Is it the only bull? Pendrell, is he the only bull?
There are one or two, but
okay.
Mostly they keep...
One of their only bulls is sick with a wasting disease.
What can we do about them,
to be cured. Well, the pens first need to be cleared out.
Okay.
All their food is mixed with their waste.
All right. You are now becoming my officially my livestock advisor.
I'm honored.
Making the head of the herds.
Alright. Guards.
Yes, Your Highness.
Bring Freya out here. Freya was the new advisor.
Yes.
Bring Freya. I need her.
Right away, my liege.
Thank you.
And Freya walks into the tent and falls to her knees. And how may I serve you?
Freya, my new livestock advisor.
Hello.
Has informed me that the pens are in terrible conditions. They're not being taken care of. And now our animals are getting sick. Is it unacceptable? Who's in charge of that?
The head of that the livestock.
Yeah, that, would,
that would be Gregor.
Oh, the guy. Oh, that guy.
You mean the guy whose dick you cut off?
Yes. Yes, it is. And he's probably still recovering.
He is not well, Your Highness.
Okay.
Mucking shit out of the pens would probably not help his condition.
Who's second after Gregor?
I will clean the pens.
Okay.
But we need to maintain better care of the livestock and make sure that their feed is clean. Otherwise, you will all be eating tainted meat.
Yeah, that's not good at all. So, Freya, I need you to appoint someone to take care of the livestock while Gregor's ill.
Right away, Your Grace.
Alright, and I guess you can teach them how to take care of it.
Mucking out pens is not very
and
hard.
Food and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So,
I was about to say, you could just order a battalion to clean out the pens.
Alright, thank you, Freya. I don't need anything else.
I don't mind doing it, I'm helping animals.
Oh, My lord, my chieftain, yes. I have received a report from the dryads of the forest.
Oh, okay.
They say they are willing to meet with you and your compatriots to discuss the reflooding of the river.
Okay, so when are they willing to meet?
You can find them whenever you're ready.
All right. So I have to go to them. They can't come here.
They stick to the forest.
Okay. Sounds good. Alright, thank you for everything. You don't had a wonderful job. That is all. Have a good night rest. I'll see you tomorrow.
Alright, Barnabas, you've been catching up with Brinton?
Correct.
This whole time. He tells you many tales of his cloistered life and all of the great lessons he's learned of the faith of Arachnus. He has dedicated himself to a life of knowledge and pursuit of knowledge through suffering.
It's always a good thing to do. I'm probably going to trade some of my tales of Tecumseh with him, since he's all over this Arachnus stuff. I don't want to underrepresent my.
You guys are going to have a faith off?
A friendly faith off.
I don't know how friendly that can be.
Yeah.
Usually when people's deities are attacked or.
What,
stuff.
What if it's like face off and they both have to take up their. Take off their both their face and then replace it on each other.
Oh, that'd be great, because the next session, Ed's character will have Eric's character's face.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Why don't we just have Ed and Eric switch faces?
Yeah.
Like, in real life. We have them do a real face-off.
Make me a move with wisdom, plus wisdom.
I like my beard.
Then you'll be able to admire it on Ed.
Oh, Ed did not win the faith.
Roll plus wisdom?
Yeah.
5.
Wow, you tied.
Alright.
It's not a very
you're
good
both
face.
Terrible at your
you guys
face.
You guys both
they're both at equal strength about their belief in their god, and they both, you know, they just
while they're having this very mediocre debate, can I walk by and listen in on a part of it and just go, I'll keep talking to dirt.
It sounds like they're proselytizing to each other.
What?
You seem annoyed at everyone.
I'm annoyed at Pendril playing king.
I have to. I'm not happy about it.
I have to like it.
It's something I gotta do.
I'll ask you, Eric. How does the faith of Tecumseh feel about the worship of Arachnus?
Honestly, he's a rather open deity. You know, he prefers people to follow him, but you know, he's not a warlike one. He's going to be like if other people want to believe in something, they may not be right, but they can believe in it.
All right. So you have a very tolerant attitude toward other faiths, and I'm not gonna. We'll just say for the sake of argument that.
Oh God!
In Arachnus's face.
It's like the loudest food.
Those are the things I hear the most when I'm listening at work. Is all of a sudden like, because I have surround sound in my office, so all I hear is behind me is. I'm like, what the hell? I always flip out too. I was like, what the hell? Oh. It's Will eating.
Yeah, it would be Will, wouldn't it? We'll say for the sake of argument that Arachnus also has a very tolerant faith because...
That's not a very good argument, then. Well, no, never mind.
Well, wouldn't...
Just so that you and Brinton and Barnabas don't have reason to hate each other.
Right.
So... Anyway, you spend the night up sharing tales and trying to convert each other. And as the sun rises, Brinton says, "Well, it's been lovely catching up with you, Barnabas, but I'm afraid I must commune with my god Arachnus."
Very well. It's
please
been.
Don't disturb me for the next 10 to 12 hours.
Excellent to see you again, and I must commune with Tecumseh. He has much to hear about this latest adventure.
Excuse me, I must walk away from this session right now because I'm not here.
I gained the ill favor of Arachnus during the last game, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to just whip the shit out of myself. It's going to be awful. I won't be able to sit down for weeks.
More information they need to hear, sir.
And as you walk away, you can hear him whacking himself with a
have I told
flail
you
silly deity. Kamsa doesn't tell you to hit yourself. He just has other people do it for you.
I haven't decided yet if my eunuch or not.
Yes, Tecumseh's service is its own punishment in itself.
As he walks away whipping himself, all of a sudden somebody throws a rock and it hits you right in the bullseye.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping me serve my faith.
So, Taros,
mm-hmm.
You are supervising some of the ogres mucking out the cow and sheep pens when you hear an eagle lion caw from the sky, and you catch sight of Gilda with Avon on her back descending from the heavens.
Oh my god, have you guys been captured? I'll save you!
No, Avon!
Just give it a charge of ball of energy.
Where's Davos doing, by the way? Where's he doing? He's just hanging out?
Davos, what have you guys done with him?
He's probably out hunting or something.
Like, you know, he's free to do whatever he wants. You can hang out with her, you know. Keep close here, but hang out.
We remembered about him in this game earlier than we did last time.
If he was out hunting, he probably caught sight of Gilda and is also coming in with.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What?
We have not been captured. Okay. Hey, worry not.
Okay.
A troop of ogres with clubs come up and brandish their weapons at you.
Stand down. He is one of our allies.
They are all looking towards Pendril for orders.
Yeah, stand down.
I am on Gilda.
They all look very disappointed as they...
I'm sure Gilda's disappointed, too. She doesn't get to eat one of these ogres.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If you want, you can fight some orcs later. And all right.
When they land, I bow to Gilda, And then give Avon a friendly bro hug.
Yay. I give Gilda a nice pat. Oh, thank you for the ride. You're so great. And thank you for helping me earlier. You're such a great griffin. You're so pretty, too.
Didn't expect to see.
Davos,
don't let Davos hear you say that.
What?
Don't let Davos hear you say that.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I didn't. Is that?
You're the one he's jealous of.
I know. I'm just telling James. Don't let Davos hear you say that.
Oh, I didn't know that cross species infatuation was
possible.
Oh, okay. Oh, big news. The camp.
Can I have walked over by this point?
Yeah,
I figure.
Yeah, you can.
Camp was everyone's gone. It looks like it got raided. Everyone's gone. It looks like they've all been captured.
What? Did you investigate?
Captured by whom? I couldn't find out. I looked around. I couldn't find
anybody.
There
wasn't tracks?
There were tracks. I went to follow them, and I got stuck. And then Gilda helped me.
Wait, you got stuck?
There was a patrol, and I went to dive and hide, and the thing fell on me. There was a patrol of people.
Oh.
There were definitely people. I definitely followed some of the tracks.
Was it orcs?
No. I didn't see any orcs.
City guardsmen?
All I know is everyone's gone. And it doesn't look like there was a struggle.
So maybe they ran away before they got caught.
It's possible.
It better not be that fucking...
Barra.
It better be a Barra fucking us over.
Well, if the city guard found them, it's most likely because
someone...
Depends.
Was there a trail of urine?
I did not see any excretions trails.
Well, you're just in time, because I was about to head out into the forest to meet some dryads.
Oh, I love talking to dryads. They're such interesting creatures.
I'm sorry.
So, you can accompany me, then?
Yes. We should make haste, though. For once we're done with the dryads, it shall be quite a walk back to the camp.
All right. Well, we're probably back here at some point, right?
I suppose so. Honestly, I'm more concerned about our compatriots, or I should say, your compatriots, back at the bandit camp than I am about the ogres.
But these are, I'm the king now. And I have responsibilities.
So you're going to place the responsibilities you feel you have to these ogres over those of your fellow citizens?
No. I'm saying I can't abandon my people.
I'm sure they would actually get along very well if you did abandon them and let someone else take over.
Do not question me in front of my people. Did you not see what happened before when I was questioned?
I vote that we put this on hold and, we go speak to the dryads, and then we'll figure out what happened to our townspeople. Did you say your people?
I'm the king!
Oh my god, my liege!
She's the king.
I bowed down immediately.
He's secretly an ogre this whole time.
Alright, Freya, I'm gonna meet the dryads. You're in charge until I come back.
Very well, my liege.
Take care of everything.
I will continue to have Jarog and Dukor muck out the animal pens. Yeah. Are there any other orders you would like me to
make sure they replace the feed with something clean?
Yeah, make no harm shall come to any of the free slaves. And I guess just continue to wash the dam and do some military drills to train the troops in case we have to battle.
Oh, so there will be battle soon.
There will be battle soon, I feel.
Real quick, is everyone able to heal their...
No, I have three. I have still three.
Oh, because
you would have healed
with the
half
rest.
Your max.
Yeah,
I did.
Everybody can...
I'm still at three health. I'm just three damaged.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant three hit.
Yeah, no, I have three damage.
I mean, I'm not great. I'm at 12 out of 20.
I'm alright.
I could use a little 11, but...
I can provide a little bit of healing, because I'm safe.
Do we heal at night when we're resting at all?
Yeah, you heal half of your health back.
Okay.
start with your max health.
I realize one of the abilities I can take lets me heal people.
So yeah, just train the troops. I feel there's gonna be battle soon. I need to get all the need to get you know ready.
All right. I'm gonna say, Pendril, you're going to have to address the tribe before you go. You know, just sort of cement your rule, your authority. And if you, I'm gonna say you can parlay with the promise of battle. You know, if you tell them that you know, you can give them you know, enemies to conquer, then.
Okay.
I'm assuming the relationship between ogre and orc is not that great.
Orcs are mostly plains tribesmen. They have sort of similar cultures, but ogres are a little bit more stable. They're less warlike, and they're larger.
All right.
But yeah, you can get them to fight each other quite easily. The only problem is, if you promise them, you know, conquest, they are not gentle creatures. They're going to go and wreck shop. And
all right.
So make me parlay and tell me what you say to the troops. Yeah.
Men, women. I am about to meet the dryads and the talk. Discuss many things. While I'm away, I want you to continue doing your duties as well as train, because I feel that battle is over the horizon. My hometown has been taken over by orcs. And it seems like some of them may have been taking some of my allies I left there before coming here have been either taken or attacked in some sort.
The orcs shall perish! There's immense banging of clubs. And
Tayro shakes his head.
So hopefully... but hopefully later on you can feast on orc blood.
Okay, make me parlay.
Parlay.
Parlay. Parlay. Parlay. All right, I got an 8. What's my
charisma? I don't know what the hesitation was for.
I got clearly 10.
I don't 10. Know. What happened? My brain stopped.
So
all right, they are cheered immensely, enormously.
I think I did something with my parlay though. Bamboozle. When you parlay with someone on a 7+, you can take +1 forward with them.
All right. So anytime you address the orcs, you know you give a rousing battle speech. You know, like.
We will first our orc blood!
Right, yeah! And then, you know, there's drumming of clubs against the ground, and, you know, people knock over trees, and... ogres are bloodthirsty for orc blood, and, you know, as long as you continue with your stance of being a battle chieftain, they will rally behind you.
All right. Take care of the camp, take care of the dam. Make sure none of the freed slaves get hurt. Because you know, remember what happened to Gregor.
Gregor just sits there, I remember.
I would refer to them as former slaves, not freed slaves. They might take a bit of offense to that.
Just The people who you freed from the slave pit are all sort of cowering because you have pretty much incensed all of the ogres and now are leaving them.
Do you guys want to come with me?
It would probably be better if we didn't stay here. I'm not comfortable.
Then come with me. Let's go.
We don't know how dangerous the trip to the Dryads is going to be.
We don't really. That's a
Do you want me to take some ogre?
No.
What?
I don't want you to take any ogres.
Why not?
Because they're filthy, bloodthirsty beasts.
I wouldn't take the form of slaves either. The dryads are very powerful creatures.
Perhaps.
Ryan, can I make a spout lore check to see what I know about dryads?
Yeah.
Or for a second, I do the same thing.
I got a 3.
Okay, you mark XP.
Yes.
I got 12 plus whatever, but yeah, I got more than 10. Oh, intelligence?
Yeah.
So, I got 14.
So, Alex?
Dryads
you're not so
are forest spirits.
Yeah, pretty much. You're not so familiar with them because you come from the great frozen tundra. And that's there fair. Aren't a great deal of them up
but
there.
James
not
too many forests.
I lived in a library in the forest.
Since you've been living in the forest for years, you know that dryads are all female spirits of nature. They're all incredibly bless you. They're all incredibly comely and beautiful, and they are fickle. It is very easy to become enamored with a dryad, and many which, mortals have
which I have been. Probably once or twice infatuated with
did
a certain
get,
dryad.
Did you get dumped by a dryad?
Yes.
It is the cruelest form of love because they will always spurn you. They never return the love of a mortal.
Why do you think I'm so crazy?
You should have heard my voice before.
Well, before I was a jerk.
To sound like this.
I used to be,
is it a race of Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
She's always spurned me.
Scarlett Johansson's made of wood.
Mm. She gives me wood.
Except for her hair in Captain America, too. Which you so love to point out.
I didn't like it.
It's probably best if we don't bring a large group
all right.
of humans.
Okay, so listen, just stay
I think
in my and stay in my tent. You won't be harmed.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I mean, there's a big sword I left there. That's the former king's sword, so... You know, just protect yourself. And like, remember what I taught you? Stay together, you know, and stay safe. Right?
Well, you're the chieftain.
Well, for them. For you, just sitting down low, I'm just your friend. Allies. Alright, let's go, my men.
I do a big bow to Gilda before we leave.
Oh, yeah, Gilda. Can you tell Gilda and Davos to kind of keep an eye on the slaves so like nothing gets.
I'm going to turn to Gilda and Davos. The music playing elf has gotten too big for his britches and has incensed all the ogres. Would you be so kind as to watch his wards and to make sure none of the ogres try to eat them?
Very well.
Oh, we thank you.
Tell them thank you for everything they've done. I really appreciate it.
We all appreciate everything you have done for us thus far.
Yolda. Gilda says, and if I guard your hatchlings, will I eventually get to taste the blood of your enemies? Inkar, dull.
Gilda wants to know if she's going to get to kill something soon.
Well, at some point we might attack the orcs.
There is a very good chance, Gilda, that you shall soon be able to drink orc blood.
Hmm. All right.
What did you say to Gilda that she's salivating a bit?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. So let's go.
Does anyone need any refreshing before we leave? Any healing?
Yes. Yeah, I'm at 12 or 20. I could use some healing.
I will lay hands upon my friend Teros.
And yeah. All
right, make that roll.
Lay it on me, baby.
8. So whatever I heal him, I take, but I also can heal myself for 1d8 damage when I heal an ally. So first, I'll heal Alex for 6.
Woohoo!
Take six.
Take six. And I heal six.
All right.
So you go, ah!
Listen, I was walking like, listen. Just see, I have to keep up the king duty just for the ogres, all right? It's nothing against you guys.
You certainly seem to have fallen in love with the role.
I don't like...
Sensing the ogres like that?
I have to. You gotta keep up the appearances.
Mm-hmm. And so, what, you're going to have them go march onto Nettle?
It's a possibility. It's the best shot we have so far.
And then what are the people of Nettle going to do when you arrive with a conquering band of ogres?
I haven't thought that far.
Exactly! Either. Yet you told that camp of bloodthirsty ogres that they're going to be able to eat orcs for dinner.
As long as it's the orcs and not the people of Nettle.
Listen.
Do you think the bloodthirsty ogres are really going to stop and make that distinction while they're trampling over the homes in Nettle?
No, because they're not that bright.
Exactly.
Oh my god, what have you done?
They swing their large clubs at everything.
What if... We can get inside at some point, say, tell them about there might be attacks soon, and be like, you can, and then hide somewhere, hide in your houses, and so ogres will only attack the...
Right, yes, watch from afar while the ogres come.
You are very pessimistic today, let me tell you that.
This is a horrible idea you've had, my friend.
It's the only idea we have so far. We had no idea, we have no plan so far, man.
We haven't stopped to consider a plan to save your town.
And I'm not saying it's a great plan, I'm just saying it's a plan.
Well, we have a camp of bloodthirsty ogres to deal
with. It's a terrible plan, you know why? Because you don't talk to me.
What?
I stay in my tent all the time. You leave me alone. I'm by myself. I'm very lonely.
I was cleaning out the animal pen so that you could eat meat that won't kill you.
That's because you love animals. That's why I made you the advisor of animals. You love them.
This is a very circular argument.
I'm just saying, you're very negative about me. I'm helping out here. We almost die by ogres. I am. Now, I'm the king of the ogres right now.
Yes, you are their chieftain. We are safe while we're walking among their camp. What are the people of Nettle going to do when you come in with a band of ogres?
They'll probably run, hide, and piss themselves.
We're walking right now, so let's come up with the plan.
Okay, the plan should have been to kill the ogres.
There's a lot of ogres, man.
Yes, there are. That you want to go marching into Nettle. You've incensed them now. You've promised them orc blood. If you don't deliver, they're going to kill you.
You can also...
If you do deliver, they're going to kill the people of Nettle.
What if we get the orcs to come out of Nettle? Distract them somehow to get out, come out, after
they'll
us.
Bring the human gods as well.
I don't think the orcs would just leave that easily.
They might. It depends. I don't know anything about them. We have to do more spy stuff, I guess, and...
Either way, we're still... Whichever one of them wins.
I know it! I got it! We can... they sleep in the church. We can attack them when they're sleeping in the church.
I was going to suggest we send the ogres through the secret passage that leads into the church.
Yeah,
so they can
sleep.
Wipe out the orcs in the church.
So the ogres will defile the church. Then.
I forgot that fact again. I'm so sorry.
I don't think the people of Nettle would appreciate that.
I was going to just say, Barnabas, Avon has just suggested... sending the ogres, the bloodthirsty ogres, into the temple and then...
I figured every few moments or every session, that I bring up something about the church that gets... What?
Let's blow up the church!
Either way, we're playing a siege, and either way, it's some damage is going to happen to the town. We just have to weigh, you know, with the pros with the cons here, man. What's going to be the least amount of damage?
I think we might have a better shot if we were able to... turn the human and elf towns guard against the orcs.
Well, that's going
to
be also part of it, yeah.
Because if we bring the ogres into Nettle, the ogres will attack the orcs, and then who stops the ogres?
We've done research, and there's more orcs than guards.
Is there? I don't remember.
I didn't write that fact down.
I thought there were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because the church was full of them, but there was one orc
per
human battalion.
So maybe we have to, you know, take some damage to the church. Like, if that's going to be less damage...
Or we run in through the secret passage, lure all the orcs out of the secret passage into a horde of ogres.
I mean, there's zombies in there.
My concern is we're relying too heavily on the ogres. They are not trustworthy creatures.
But they listen to me right now. They want
right now.
I can
once they get the bloodlust, there's no reasoning with them.
Let's talk to the dryads. Maybe the dryads are better with talking to ogres. I mean, they've got the ogres to do the dam. We can figure that out, too, and maybe they can all help. Maybe the dryads can also help us out with Nettle if we, we can get a negotiation happening.
I think the dryads told the ogres to build the dam because they're pissed off at the people
of
Nettle.
Yeah, and maybe, and we're not, we don't want to, that's because they're deforesting the, you know.
Three quarters of this party are Nettlers.
What you guys remember is that after the orc army took over Nettle, they were trying to squeeze every penny they could out of the town, and they ramped up the logging business, which is the principal draw, the principal industry in Nettle, which displeased the forest spirit. So they dammed up the river and cast a spell over the land so that the lack of water, the drought, wouldn't affect the trees and the animals.
It's the deforestation, man. So, and personally, I like a nice balance of nature and, balance with everything. So we can be like, listen, my plan was talking to the dryads, like, listen, I know you did this because of the deforestation, I get it, but I'm trying to fix Nettle, and take it over and make it a better town, and we want to work with you and have a balance again, and I think I could work.
Take it over.
Well, I mean, take out the orcs and maybe convince the Lord to work with us instead of against us, kind of a thing.
And if he refuses to play ball, you gotta take his place as well?
I don't know.
Wait, I shouldn't have said play ball. That was stupid.
Dude, everything else you say is so.
Yes, all of the dialogue in this game is authentic medieval jargon.
I'm good at talking to people. So maybe I can convince him. I mean, if we just took out all the orcs, he'll be more willing to talk to us.
I warned you with dealing with dryads. I was sane before I met them.
Why? What happened? What's with dryads?
Oh, they're tricky little beasties.
Absolutely.
All right. So, just to keep this moving forward, everybody flip over to the special move section. Undertaking a perilous journey. When you travel through hostile territory, choose one member of the party to act as a trailblazer, one to scout ahead, and one to be quartermaster. The same character cannot have two jobs. If you don't have enough party members, or choose not to assign a job, treat that job as if it had rolled a 6. Each character with a job to do rolls plus wisdom, and then there's...
I should not do that. My wisdom is 0.
My wisdom's good.
My wisdom's good.
My wisdom is...
Oh, wait, no, it's not. My bad. I was thinking of the wrong stat. My wisdom's not great.
My wisdom is +2.
My wisdom's +1.
Plus 0.
So...
It's definitely those two. Definitely Alex and James. And then one of us. Mine's +0 also. I
guess I'll be the scout because that would let us spot... If I roll well, that would let us spot any trouble quick enough to let us get the drop on it.
Okay.
I don't use rations anyway. And maybe James should be the trailblazer? Reduces the amount of time it takes to reach your destination?
Yeah. I was about to say, you definitely would be the one for the scouting position, being that you can turn to animals.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll do a quartermaster, I guess.
Alright, so Ryan, I turn into a bird.
Okay.
I roll a 9, so I turn into like a crow or a hawk or something. Hawk, for scouting.
And you have +1 hold.
Nope. I got a 4.
Oh, I have 2 hold.
I got 10 even.
Nope, I failed it. So do I get XP first?
So, yeah, you mark off XP.
I did not do good as quartermaster.
All right, so now I roll for wisdom. 2.
I can level up, though, next time.
Yeah, I got a 12 as the scout.
Oh, God.
Cool.
Oh, God.
So if I'm a hawk, probably some kind of talon thing.
Yeah.
Would be a move.
Whatever. That means we have to eat rations, whatever.
If you're a hawk, you, how about we'll say, you can claw people's eyes out.
Okay.
Pedril, I'm hungry.
All right, let's see.
I just drop a dead rabbit in front of you.
Oh! Oh, look at that. It's like it just fell from the heavens.
I poop on it.
Oh, look at that. It's like it just fell from the heavens. You know, this happens to me more often than I'd like to admit.
Okay, so everybody has
to, very good to birds.
Everybody has to, Meyer, you were the quartermaster. Everybody has to spend one ration.
Not me.
Except for Taros.
Whatevs.
Because apparently I don't eat or something.
Well, no, you can just, like, you know what to eat. So, berries.
Hop, yeah.
You know.
If I'm a hawk right now, I grab a mouse
field
or something.
Mouse,
yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You eat that.
Whatever.
So four uses.
Everybody else has
rations.
To.
I don't know. It's you don't need to eat or drink.
Don't. Yeah. Need.
Would you like to?
You could if you wanted.
I just stick my fingers in the dirt. Ah.
Do you wear shoes?
Bless you.
No, I don't. Bless you. I just stick my fingers in the dirt.
you plant yourself.
You want some?
Man, it's a good thing you're here, Avon. Taros has been very negative since.
What?
And, Avon, as the trailblazer, you...
I rolled a 10 even.
All right. So, basically, you guys are just journeying deep into the forest. It's going to take you a couple of hours, but you're going to have to eat.
You get me pretending to be a king thing, right?
It's oh, yes, of course. It's either that or they club us.
Yeah.
And Taros, as you are circling, looking ahead, you catch sight of slimy trails through the forest. Looks like brownish sludge over felled trees and broken branches. Some are those beans? In the sludge?
Beans.
And pepper flakes?
Meagol.
Nope. I do not spout lore. All right. So I'll fly back down. we might want to make a little detour. There's something up ahead.
What is it?
I saw a trail of felled trees and brown slime with beans and... pepper flakes.
At least the meat golems are around, right?
I suppose it could be.
But they said they're like a chili mance or some shit like that. I mean, chili has beans.
That's true. It could be some sort of chili golem. Well, there's one. If we keep on this path, we're likely to run into one.
Alright, well, we might as well deal with it because it's probably it will help with the dryads if we take out a monster that's...
Oh, so we can get the drop on it though, because I spot. Okay,
yeah, because it can help with the drug. Because it's attacking the forest, if it's taking on trees.
All right, so then I'm gonna say, well, then we should go this way to get the drop on or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anyone want to get the drop on it? Help out.
Follow me.
All right.
That was really loud.
That's even louder.
He just perches on your shoulder, right?
I get the point.
All right. So you guys come to a clearing.
Don't you know who you met, Avon? You met Brinton. You remember Brinton?
I vaguely remember Brinton. I think I stole his horse once.
Yeah, he did not. He did not enjoy me saying how we hanging out with you.
Yeah, I can't see why he would.
Yeah.
You see,
he's bald
in the...
now.
And he might be a eunuch. We haven't decided. you see a buck stumbling through the forest ahead. It seems to have some kind of mass growing off of its back.
Oh, that's just unnatural.
A seething, roiling clump of... It looks like ground beef and beans.
On the thing?
On the buck. And this thing is obviously, it collapses, and the meat just sort of swarms over it.
I couldn't save it.
And,
poor guy.
And then off of it, and its bones are just sucked dry of everything.
That is terrible.
That's...
What do you do?
Who unleashed these unholy abominations?
So what bonus do we get for getting the drop
on? It's magic. It always comes out of magic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to say you guys can each get off a free attack.
I will shoot it with my arrow.
It's before you get into it, I just want to add one more detail. As it absorbed the flesh of the buck...
Did it get bigger?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Actually, no.
I knew you were going to say that.
Fairly sizable.
I'm gonna weave a performance so then it can for an effect ally to help him out.
Okay.
Like helping them with damage or something like that.
I can't think of a good animal to turn into to fight this thing.
Well, don't turn into anything that would eat it because I don't think it would do well for you.
Yeah.
I can't
turn into fire yet.
I got I got 13.
So what does your move do?
10 plus. The ally gets a selected effect. So I'm going to do 1d4 4 to them. Plus 1d4 damage to... who's a heavy... I'm going to go Eric. Eric's a heavy hitter. He's
okay, so Eric, you add a d4 to your damage. Whenever you roll it.
So I stopped playing my... mandolin and...
With one attack? Or?
Forward. I'm gonna say as long as Meyer plays.
Oh.
So I'll play some music and help out.
But then since I am a big guy, tank and a heavy hitter, maybe I should take the first swing at him.
Okay, so go ahead and hack and slash.
Yeah. I'm gonna let Eric do that and see what happens.
Yeah. So whip out my long sword. I was going to make a battle cry, but I don't want to lose our advantage.
The music...
Oh, they can't spell.
Well, the music said I would draw on one attention.
It's just roll plus strength?
If I got a 7 and 9, it says your spell you works, hack and but slashes. I draw on one attention, or...
It's on the...
So. Alright, I just made it, so 7. So that, I guess, it opens me up to attack.
Alright, but you get a hit on it. So
it's my D10 plus the D4 from Meyer plus my 1 damage from my weapon.
Yep.
And
D10 damage.
I could have sworn there was some other bonus I was taking last game. But maybe it was something specific to then.
Specific.
Hey, James. Yeah, I think you can get me a cup and fill it with the Pepsi.
So whatever I roll is plus 1.
You want some Pepsi?
Some Pepsi, 6. Please.
Okay.
That was a shitty roll.
Barnabas runs off into the clearing, leaps over the skeleton of the buck, and brings it. You have a longsword?
Yeah.
Brings his longsword down, cleaving this thing apart.
In twain!
This isn't going to leave us with two smaller ones, is it?
The mass of meat just sort of splits, and a fair bit of it just splatters off on you, your legs, the sword, the trees around you. It's really gross.
Yeah.
And you hear a kind of a high screech come from it. Taros, what do you do?
Is the chili on him doing anything?
No.
Oh, so, okay.
All right, so I'm going to swoop down, and right before I hit him, I'm going to turn back into elf and smack it with my bow staff.
All right, so roll that, hack and slash.
10.
10.
Nice.
All right.
That's it.
So I deal my damage and avoid their attack. At your option, you may choose to do plus 1d6 damage, but expose yourself to the enemy's attack. So did it attack Eric at all?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Not yet. You guys get a surprise round, so each of you gets one action.
So if I do, is he going to attack me if I do the extra damage?
Yeah. It's gonna leap at you. Or...
All right, so I'm just going to do the regular D6 then. Five.
Jeez, the okay. D6, he got almost what I got with a D10 and a D4 and a plus one.
Avon, how about you? What are you up to?
I was casting Magic Missile at it. I rolled an 11 for it and got 8 damage.
Okay.
I feel like I was in the middle. I was like, Kah! And I just transformed. I was like, Kah! Boom!
Your staff sinks into it and comes out spraying beans and meat everywhere, which falls to the ground inert, away from away from the seething mass.
The beans are inert.
And Avon, you lift your staff.
I started canting spells and saying things in magic words, and bang!
And your orb of light, supercharged, flies out of your staff, impacts with the thing, and actually sort of restores part of it to life. It looks awful. Instead of a cooked ground meat chili, it sort of returns into a semi-living kind of flesh.
Ugh.
Gross.
It's you're definitely hurting the thing.
Okay, that's a good sign.
So it is going to go after...
It looks better and he hurt it?
Well, no, it looks alive. As chili, it's not alive. It's a construct. It's a golem.
So it's alive. It's gonna can die.
So by bringing the meat back to life, he's hurting the golem.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So it just gets heal on it.
This gets. All right, Barnabas. Since you're the only one who has directly exposed themselves to this thing, a pseudopod made of chili, hot chili, by the way, lunges out at you.
Hot as in temperature or spicy?
Both.
Oh, that's right. They put dragon peppers in it.
They put dragon peppers in it. it sort of lunges for you and hits you right in your holy symbol, spattering out in all directions. up into your eyes, some of it gets in your mouth, and it's just, oh my god, the spice. take 7.
Nope. So I'm going to, my bloody Aegis. When I take damage, I can grit my teeth and accept the blow. If I do, I take no damage, but instead suffer a debility of my choice. I'm going to suffer a stun to the intelligence debility.
Okay. Wow, that's really spicy. Oh my god. I need some milk.
You're sweating in your armor.
Yeah, it's just it like went up your nose and you just cleared your sinuses right out, but wow. Alright, so that was its attack. You guys are up again. I will say this though, it is splitting into 5 smaller pieces.
Oh, of course it is. I'm going to attack one of those smaller pieces.
All right.
Wait, is that thing still? Is it like a pot? Is it like one of them is attacking Eric, or does he just have a glob of chili on him?
He just has a glob of chili.
I think I'm gonna just keep playing and try to give him.
If you picture like it was one big mass, and then a big old pseudopod came out of it and just went.
I don't know if it was like still attached to him, right, and doing him. Continuous
yeah,
damage.
No, it's not.
Okay, so I'm going to attack one of those smaller ones.
Yeah, I think it'd be better if I just keep boosting Eric.
Okay.
I got a 9.
So you're gonna take damage this turn?
Yeah.
Should I roll again?
Or no, you don't have to. As long as you maintain.
Ooh, 6 damage though.
6 damage. All right.
Shit's wasted that roll.
Teros. One of those things comes lumbering at you like a tiny dripping homunculus. And it goes to leap at you, and you just like swat it away with your staff. It impacts with the trunk of a pine tree and just splatters all over the place.
Ew.
Avon, how about you? What are you doing?
I'm gonna launch magic missile at one of them.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
Alright. Roll it.
11, 12. Wait, no, was it intelligence?
Just keep spamming that button.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then 13.
13. Alright, roll for damage.
Lightning bolt.
7.
7.
Yeah, right.
It's right there. In front of your face.
Yeah, right.
I rolled a d4.
What?
How'd you?
Oh, I rolled 2d4.
Another one of them. You hit it with your orb of light, and veins and muscle and sinew just sort of erupt from it, and it returns to semi-living flesh. It's really disconcerting.
I don't know if I'm doing damage or fix it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Am I helping?
I think I'm helping. I'm pretty sure I'm doing something. I don't know if it's helping our cause.
Barnabas, what are you doing?
Well, I cleaved the one. Well, it was all one at the time that I cleaved it, right?
Yeah.
And now, I guess the one that shot the pseudopod at me, I'm going to wipe. I guess I could just wipe the chili off and then swing back at him with the sword again. I might as well just keep hacking into this thing.
All right, hack and slash.
All right.
I would like to parlay with the meat.
Damn it, I was really hoping to get a 10, but it's an 8, so I still hit.
Okay, you do a hit.
Well, if you do enough damage, you just kill it. Do like 6 damage.
9 damage.
There you go.
Alright.
I was going to do something for totally humorous purposes.
Oh, well, 10, I forgot because of my plus 1 for the weapon.
Yeah, you kill it anyway. The chili may be spicy, but the heat is nothing compared to the flame of Tecumseh's wrath. you just slice into this thing with your longsword and separate it into 4 smaller pieces and just stamp them out with your boots.
You're a snake in my boot.
2 more of them. There are 2 more of the little homunculi left, and they are one of them are each are going for you guys.
Uh-oh. Now the smaller and probably a little weaker, right?
You would hope so.
A little bit,
I do.
But they're going to try a different move on you.
Uh-oh.
For totally humorous purposes, I was going to cast invisibility on you, Meyer.
Yeah,
you're invisible.
both of you guys make me defy danger with dex or strength or con.
Con.
Hey, everybody.
I'll go with dex or 10. Con.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. 5. So I fail that one.
I got 10.
You did it, buddy.
Yeah, I got the double.
Oh, but 1 more XP. I can level up again.
I can level up.
Too. I've even leveled up once.
I'm level 3.
Keep failing.
Yeah. Stop doing so well.
Barnabas. The tiny little thing leaps at you, and it tries to latch onto your arm, but you know, you're very well armored, you're a paladin, so it doesn't quite make it to your skin.
Right.
Taros.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you, leathers do not do so much. This thing just sort of glomps onto your arm and you can feel yourself becoming part of it.
Oh.
Log.
Grab my sword. I got you, buddy.
It is just like it like working its way up your arm.
I'll save you.
No, don't heal me. for my move, I'm gonna run up to a tree and go.
Alright, I would call that defy danger. With either strength or dex.
I'll go with dex, because I actually get a bonus from that.
I don't know what village I'd go to.
12.
Oh.
12, okay. So you manage to you just whack your arm against the tree and eventually you feel it dislodge. But when you look down at your arm, the skin has been sort of burned and stripped away in places, and it's
kind of indented in places because you kept slapping it against a tree.
I'm gonna go ahead and say take a strength debility because part of you has been absorbed into a chili monster.
All right, so I'm
a weak.
Kind of like the land of lightning, though.
So that's just minus one to all my strength rolls?
Right.
Or minus one. Okay, yeah.
Minus one to all your strength.
Okay, and how do you get rid of those?
You need to take potions or get healed. I think certain healing spells can remove abilities.
I know mine didn't say any of that spells.
So that's a plan of
mine. Okay. It said health or diseases.
I got a short guy.
Avon.
Watch out, it'll try to eat you!
Can I learn how to fly?
Avon and Pendril, what are you
boosting.
You still boosting? Avon, how about
is
you?
There one in clear shot that I won't accidentally hurt an ally if I miss?
Wait, did I kill the thing or did it just fall off?
No, it just fell off.
I'm playing my music. I'm going to shoot the one on the ground. That's
working. I'm playing my music.
Yeah, it's definitely helping.
No. I got five.
Five?
Now you get an XP.
Yeah, you mark an XP and you miss. What does it say about your strength?
It doesn't say anything about underneath. It just says on a 10 plus, it's successful. On 7 through 9, I choose one of the drawbacks. It doesn't say anything if I don't get.
All right. Well, then
I think it just.
Yeah, then
fails.
You miss.
Okay.
Your ball of concentrated life energy impacts on the forest floor, restoring some of the broken branches to life. They bloom.
Only to die again because they're not connected to the trees.
Basically.
And
Barnabas.
Now, so I killed the one at me, but then there was the one that jumped on me and tried to eat me.
That is still on your arm. And is not, it's not doing any damage because of your armor, but it's still like...
Watch out for it.
Can I try to shake it off and hit it, or...
Yeah, you can attack it if you want to...
I can't hit it with my sword, because that would be dumb.
Hit it with a tree.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. You can make a hack and slash.
Mm-hmm.
On a 10 plus, you do your damage to it. On a 7 to 9, you take whatever half your damage to you, because you're hitting your own arm.
So I would do full damage to it, but half to myself also?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It would hurt you.
Right. I just didn't know if you meant half and half.
No, no.
Okay.
You do full damage to it, half to you.
Go for it.
I'm going for it. People who think I'm crazy as I take my sword to my own arm.
Oh no, I understand.
Tecumseh, help me!
That's the proofs.
And Avon are like, what is he doing? Like, no, it's the right move.
Or
trust me.
Gara's village.
Alright, so.
That's what you meant? Or that?
No, that him, or like, I figured you were more as an
13.
Character.
13, okay, you do full damage to it.
I don't know, you just seem more.
Earthy?
Yes.
7.
Okay.
Earth.
I'm going to say that is enough to dislodge it from your arm. You basically, Tecumseh, help me! And you bring your sword down with all of your strength on your own arm. But the density of the chili is enough that it doesn't cut through.
That's a sentence down here.
Yeah. It sort of splits down the middle and drips down around your arm and reforms sort of at your feet.
Punted.
So it's not going to attack you this turn because you...
Type in the dead I already have, otherwise I would get that. I forgot to look.
It's
679 on Steam for 8 hours.
I'm getting that when I get home.
James, now you make me defy danger with dex, strength, or con.
I'm going to go with
That sounds good.
I got 10.
10. All right, Avon, the thing that you just shot at and missed, it doesn't just jump at you, it lunges at your face.
Oh, God!
You immediately dive out of the way, and it impacts with the tree behind you.
I'm glad that
I start running away from that tree, but my arms are flailing in the air. Oh God, get it away from me!
All right, you guys all get moved now.
And I'm the one that you saw as prey of the necro.
Yep.
I'm boosting.
I saw it eat his arm.
Boosting Barnabas.
Yep.
So Pendril has been playing the song of evil meat.
I'll thank him later.
I'm going to attack the one that tried to eat me.
That was the one that leapt at James. So.
That's fine. I've got a staff.
Okay.
I have a strength penalty. All right, let's see what I get. So that would be six. So six. No.
All right.
Oh, it gets me next pick.
Yeah, you are still kind of weakened from this thing having just eaten part of you. So you swing at it, and it's kind of ineffectual.
That's fair.
Barnabas.
All right. Now, what the one is still the one that I scraped off my arm.
Right. That just is sort of reforming at your feet right now.
Well, I'm not going to give it a chance. I'm stabbing straight down into it.
Okay.
I'm hopefully not going to give it a chance.
Yeah, you can hack and slash.
Fail. Not even a partial. A six instead of seven.
All right. So here's what happens. You grin and bare your teeth at it, and you go to bring your sword down for the killing blow, and it just sort of stretches itself out and inward mm-hmm. as your sword goes down, so that it
looks
is
like
not,
a donut.
Yes, it looks like it washers around your sword as your sword goes down, so none of you don't actually impact with it.
It opened up in the middle to prevent you from hitting it. What a dick.
And then it reforms itself around the blade of your sword. So
now I have a shish kebab.
You're gonna have to do something if you want to use your sword again. As a
what's a shish kebab?
What's a shish kebab?
And Avon.
I'm going the one that leapt at me and hit the it hit
keep
the,
doing that thing where you blow them up.
Well, I was gonna use my staff and hit it like a golf ball. Because it was on the ground and it's right next to me, and I don't want to.
Alright.
Yay! I got nine.
Alright, so you open yourself up to an attack from it.
Yeah. What is it, 1d6 of damage?
No, it'd be d4.
D4 for me. I'm only d4s.
Well, you have spells.
That's true. I got four.
Four? Alright. Avon, you bring your staff down on the thing and whack it. It curls up into a little ball and then reforms into a little homunculus and shakes its little meaty head. And then it lunges back at you. Make me a Defy Danger check with either Strength, Dex, or Con.
I'm using my Dex. I got a 9.
All right.
Got a pair of fours.
So, here's the thing. It's not going to glomp onto you and start doing serious damage, but it does catch... It leaps at you again, and it catches on your hand that you use to hit it with the staff. And you shake it off really quickly, but it's going to do damage to you.
Okay.
You take two damage.
And is the armor absorb one, or is it two?
No, just okay. Take two. As the scalding chili just scorches your hand.
It's hot! Oh, jeez, it's hot! Oh, why didn't you tell me it was this hot?
Careful, it's hot.
Oh, thanks.
why didn't you tell me it was this hot? I just hold up my arm.
Oh my god, what happened to your arm?
It's hot!
Also make me Defy Danger with con, dex, or strength.
Barnabas, kill the meat!
Not so much.
Barnabas, kill the meat!
Mark,
yeah,
thank you.
Barnabas,
all right. Kill the meat! This thing, you know, you...
Play like a death metal ballad.
You raise your sword and, you know, you go to scrape it off against the tree. And it just leaps off and attaches itself to your face.
Oh, God.
And you can feel your face just sort of starting to dissolve and become part of this thing.
Do you like a solo when you just start hitting the...
You all get moves now.
Let's try to claw this thing the fuck off of me.
Okay.
I'm going to run up to Barnabas, hit him in the face with my staff.
Well, it's the same thing.
Oh, get in!
Whack!
All right, so I will say...
No, I'm not going to do that.
I will say the same thing goes for all of you. If you're hacking and slashing at anything on Eric's face, if you do damage to it, On a 7 to 9, you will do half damage to Eric.
What about the one that was attacking James?
That one is still open for...
I'm going to go for that one for him.
I'm not going to use my sword on the one.
Good call.
Letting missile.
I get a 10 to attack the one that was hitting James, going after James.
Okay, with your staff?
Yeah.
All right, so Taros, you run up to this thing and just... bat the shit out of it.
I thought that was 11, but then I remember that you got,
I got a minus one.
Roll for demo.
I'm gonna open myself to an attack and do an extra d6 damage. And
keep hitting myself.
So I do 7 damage.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Okay. It's dead.
Yeah.
You spatter it. And then that leaves the one on Barnabas's face.
Plunge it.
What roll do I do to try to claw it off?
Go with hack and slash, but don't use your sword bonus. Obviously.
Right. Okay, 13.
Does my staff give me?
No. So right. Eric gets it because he's a paladin, yeah. But like, it's just whatever your damage dice. Like, I just get a d6.
Yeah, my weapon says +1 to damage.
Yeah.
So, do I roll?
Roll full damage. D10 plus your
D4. D4. And without that +1.
Without the +1, because you're not using this.
13.
13.
I'll do it.
Okay. Jesus,
that's one away from the max damage I can do with that punch.
So, Barnabas, you've had...
It's on your face! Get it off your face! It's on your face! Get it off your face!
You heard what happened to David when he was at camp, right?
No.
He was sleeping in his tent, and all of a sudden a spider crawled on his face.
He knocked himself out.
And he punched himself in the face and knocked himself out. And when the gunny came in, he was like, what happened? And he's like, guts of spider all over his face. And he just starts laughing at him.
All right.
Which is, that exactly reminds me of what he
did. I love that image. So, Barnabas screams, and then rears back and punches himself in the face, spattering chili all over the woods and knocking himself out.
It's all right. It's for the greater good.
The greater good.
Can we say that the song that Meyer was playing to inspire you all was called Beat the Meat?
Yeah.
Well,
I think we have a
Barnabas
title for this episode.
Yeah.
Well, that was entertaining.
Well, I gotta write that one. That was lyrics and the metal.
That was a bold chili.
That was a pretty good song. I think I'm better.
It hurt my fingers.
Look at my face.
You're knocked unconscious.
I'm still out for the moment.
I'm just imagining my arm, like up to my elbow, is just like burned and scarred.
Yeah.
I gotta.
Yes, it did hurt.
Oh, kid, let me touch that up for you. And
you pull out I gotta
heal you with.
I'm gonna pull out like a paper and start writing down.
First, I'm gonna shake Barnabas and lift him up.
Okay,
while James
Barnabas,
is preparing his
you're
spell.
Being shaken away.
I'm pulling out like a
well
scroll,
fought.
And I'm gonna write down the music lyrics and the
I
notes
got 10
I play
on the money.
Plus
so
your bonus.
That.
Oh, right. So, no, I got 9.
That was a pretty good song.
Intelligence is 2, so it's 11.
So how much does that heal me for?
1d8.
Does that get rid of my...
How's the face area,
well, say,
Barnabas?
You can either get rid of your debility or heal your HP.
I'm only down 2 HP, so I'll get rid of the debility.
Stinks. Can I heal Alex? Does anyone need healing? Because if I heal other people, I can heal me.
I burned my finger.
I mean, I could. Is everyone else?
I only took 2 damage, so
I have 3.
Yeah, Meyer's technically the most injured of the 3 of us. So heal him.
Yeah, I actually took no damage altogether.
I mean, if you want, you can heal me. I guess my right ribs are pretty sore still from the ogre attack. I guess.
I have a blister that did burn me.
Shut up.
Oh, I get a point for healing him.
He healed me, but I still like the just scars and things.
Well,
in
thanks for Meyer, to Meyer, I would like to heal his previous injuries that I didn't get the chance to heal before.
Now, like Jon Snow, he's always flexing his burned hand.
Why do you have a burned hand?
Oh, in the first one, he went to when the whites were attacking the Lord Commander. He grabbed the lantern and threw it at him.
Yeah.
In the book, he like severely burned his hand, and
I
so every once in a while, he like flexes.
To healing Meyer, so
okay.
I'm going to roll the d8 to see what he heals. 8.
Okay.
I'm going to roll the d8 to see what
1.
I heal. 6. I'm back to max.
No.
So, all right.
Shall we carry on, my wayward son?
Where did this monster come from?
The Chilean monster from metal, man. Remember?
Does it have a nest around these parts?
I don't know. I wasn't here. We just heard. Remember, we just heard it. I don't know.
This is a foul beast.
It's magic, man. Magic can fuck shit up, man.
I think I was already thrown out of town by the time that happened.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago, right?
That's I would remember that.
James, since you spent most of your time in a magical library, you can spout lore.
Yeah, I will spout lore.
And remember, you have books, too.
I do have books.
If you want to use that as a bonus.
I forgot. I know we discussed what those do, right, but I don't remember.
It gives you a bonus for Spout Lore.
For each use, I think it gives you +1 to Spout Lore.
Right, I have 5 uses, but I think I'll save it for something a little bit more. All right, so I got... Lore is...
Intelligence.
Okay, so I got 8.
All right.
All right, so the GM will tell you something interesting.
Chilling answers are made of chili.
Chili golems suck. Oh, actually, it's 9. If I used a book, it would have been 10. Damn it.
I will tell you this. Chili golems created by Chilimancy should not grow and absorb new material like this just did.
What the shit?
Oh, God, they're evolving.
Oh, my God.
Nature
finds a way.
That's what I say.
Nature finds a way.
Thank you, Dr. Malcolm.
You should say first.
Nature finds a way.
Somebody go out there and pick up all the dinosaur skirts.
Well, maybe we can ask the dryads about chili.
Maybe we can help them out with that. That'd be something.
I'm gonna go over to the bones of the elk that the thing of, or the deer that the thing absorbed.
Say a nice little prayer.
Yeah, say a little prayer for its spirit.
Poor buddy. I wonder if it had a family.
You get this deep empty feeling as you're saying the prayer over it.
Oh.
It's like better.
Its soul was eaten by the chili golem?
Yes.
These are the most vile creatures.
What's the matter?
It not only consumed this thing's flesh, but its soul.
Ugh, oh, good grief.
No wonder why it hurt my finger really bad when it eat me.
No, let me see it. Good. Oh, yeah, it looks pretty bad. That'd be infected.
Maybe I should cut it off.
Oh, that is hard!
You can spout lore if you want to, Akos.
I will. I'm not good at it, but I'll give it a shot.
Just start babbling.
I got a 7. Wait, it's intelligence? Yeah, 7.
All right.
This is as natural.
You don't say.
You don't know anything about Chilimancy.
Mm-hmm.
But...
That's fair.
Anything that eats souls usually has to do with... Undeath and necromancy.
Wasn't there a necromancer?
That's my least favorite kind of necromancer.
Eric's favorite, least kind of favorite necromancy.
They did say something about a necromancer too, right?
I believe there were necromancers who were part of that chili cook-off.
Were they fighting maybe?
Oh, I hate necromancers. I read about them in my books.
Honestly, if you're like last part of your name is Mancer, you're probably not a great person, honestly.
There aren't very many friendly mancers out there.
I've never actually read of a good type of mancer.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They all kind of dicks.
Except for the pyromancer, but...
No.
No, that's not good either. He burns things.
Yeah, that's not good either.
Well, there's the dancomancer.
Well, that's the only
he
type
He makes you dance all the time.
But at parties, he's fantastic.
That's true.
I hate the Francomancer.
No, the dancomancer.
But I hate the Francomancer.
That's France.
What's France?
You hurt yourself very hard, Barnabas.
You hear Tecumseh face.
Do you mean like Prance?
Sure.
Prancelmancer?
Oh,
alright, so
prancing.
You guys are
really
you're your burn, Teros has healed, but as you said, the flesh is marked and scarred.
Yeah.
You're probably
going to have that for a while.
How about my face?
You're probably going to want to wear a glove.
I don't have a glove for my face.
Yeah, Barnabas kind of got uglied up a little.
Hey, Barnabas, let me fix that for you, and I hit you in the... I just whack you with my staff.
At least looks kind of cool, I guess.
Right? I mean, chicks dig scars.
Well,
right?
I'll ask you.
I've taken the battle scar in the name of my lord.
Right. I'll ask you, Barnabas. What happened to your face because of the chili? Because
you know what? I think it's an improvement.
Alex kind of described his scar. What happened to you?
I mean, I picture probably the right side of my face. I see it kind of glommed onto my cheek. Maybe not going over my eye or anything, but
maybe you have like a sauce-colored stain in your skin, like a giant birthmark.
It looks like a birthmark now.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Okay.
Do the scars remind you that the past is real?
I'm gonna tear your heart open.
You know, this blister still really hurts.
It burned my fingers. It's kind of sticky, too.
I think the skin's peeling off.
We should continue before someone else gets hurt.
Yes, yes. Let us continue on our merry way. I just forgot. I forgot I had the invisibility spell, so when you go scouting, I could turn you invisible, and you can scout while invisible.
That would be cool.
I forgot I had that. I'm like, what was the third spell I took? I took magic missile healing. Oh, invisibility! Why haven't I used that?
All right. So you guys come. You journey on a few more hours. Not a few more hours. Maybe another hour or so. And you come to a clearing in the forest where they've set up a stone circle, almost.
Do you feel the power?
Yeah, you can feel, Teros, you especially, you can feel the power of nature radiating through this area.
My teeth are vibrating.
There are
left, at least.
Pine trees that seem to occupy a special place in the circle, and as you approach, you can see feminine figures. Their hair made of nettles.
Our town?
And no, not nettlers or nettle.
Wow.
You know, pine needles.
Okay.
As they start to appear, I put a blindfold on.
We'll say you're blind.
Oh no, I never lay eyes on these things. I fall in love way too easily.
What? They're that good looking?
Yeah. They are beautiful women made of
sticks.
Alabards? They're nymphs.
Excuse me for.
I bow in deference to them.
Suppose I should bow as well to be polite.
I am Pendril, the new ogre king.
Chieftain.
You do not look ogre.
I'm not an ogre, I'm an elf.
That is a very curious situation. How did that come about?
I killed the former chieftain.
Ooh.
I mean, he was a slaver, and I don't like slavers.
What is your name, Ogre Chieftain?
I'm Pendril.
I am Syrah.
Hello, Syrah.
Just because I think it's interesting, Avon, if you've had Congress with Dryads before...
I was going to say, do I know this
you
one?
You recognize that name and the voice.
Oh, Jesus. I kind of tilt my hat down more to cover my face in hopes that she doesn't recognize me.
And these are my friends.
Avon!
This is Barnabas, Teros, and...
to be the spirit of the forest.
And this is, This is Avon.
Damn it.
Avon.
Yes?
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Oh, you know each other?
Yes, we do.
Did she break your heart?
Yes, very, very much so. I mumble that to you.
I, I hope you weren't upset when I
never called you.
I returned all of your letters.
No, it was fine.
I didn't get a chance to read any of them. You know, nature yes. spirit things.
Yes, being a lady of the forest, I need to. Fine.
Rise, Sir Druid, and brave paladin. Come and converse with us. Hopefully we can work something out that can return the balance to the forest.
You could see like teardrops kind of falling out from behind my blindfold.
I mean, that's what I was coming here to do. I mean, you know, I understand why you dammed up the water because of the people from Nettle. Well, the people in charge, at least, have devastatingly deforested a lot of most of this nice nature. But see, I'm even Barnabas and I are nettlers, but we haven't been around.
Your people are a blight upon this land. They,
yeah. Well, I mean, we have.
Yeah. Well, I'm a former nettler. I mean, They don't let me in there anymore.
We haven't been there. We haven't been home in a while. We were just coming home.
He was abducted. He was out on a pilgrimage. I was chased away.
However, we've come to...
If you read my letters.
To not
know that.
We've come to find out that the town we once loved, we love, and you know, once was in harmony with nature, has been taken over by you know, people who don't really care about nature.
Orcs.
See.
So, and we're trying to somehow try to take it over. We're trying to fix the town up.
We know not of the ways of civilization. We know only the forest.
Yeah.
And the rapacious appetites of your community of Nettle have scarred the forest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we need... I mean, there's a balance. We need nature, but we also, I know that we need to take care of nature. So, I mean, if you help us out, we can help you out. I want to work with you guys, obviously. Well, like, we need still the, you know, once we take it over, we still need to take some trees down. We need, you know, we need lumber.
Well, what do you want of us?
Well, I mean, I was thinking we can discuss terms of,
living in harmony.
Living in harmony.
Your people have shown that they are not capable of such.
Well, as I said, it's the orcs that have done this to them. I mean,
I see.
Once we get rid of that, I'm sure they're more than willing to work it out with you guys with keeping harmony with nature again. I mean, we can always plant another tree as when we take one down.
Two trees per tree we take
to make up for the imbalance we have caused.
In the past, the people of Nettle have lived in harmony with the forest.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have taken these measures earlier.
Exactly.
Our goal is to merely restore the balance that once was and remove the orcs. We hope to invigorate the hearts of the people by restoring the river first.
Yeah,
and giving them food to eat so that they may have the strength to help and rise up against their orc overlords.
I mean, that's step one. They're starving. We can't... Without
so you
the
would
river.
Like us to undam the river.
That would be wonderful if you could do that. I mean, we saw that that there's meat golems around here. We took one out.
Yes, indeed. We have seen many of them prowling the forest.
I mean, how many is many? You know what? Don't answer that. I mean, want to be able to sleep tonight. my finger's throbbing thinking
they
about
are,
it.
They are devouring the fauna of the forest. They grow with each passing thing they eat.
As a show of good faith, I will be more than willing to help you out to, you know, whenever we see one and take out this you know, this disease.
Very well. Here are our terms. We will undam the river and allow Nettle once again to have water. Yeah. The water of life.
Thank you.
However, all logging in the great pine forest of the north must cease. The land must heal, and it must have time to do so.
So how long? Because as I said, our lives is taking...
It takes time for the forest to replenish itself. I would say a score of years at least.
All right.
So no logging for 20 years. In addition, in reparation for their crimes, the village of Nettle must pay a tithe of their newborn children every 10 years or face the continued wrath of nature.
So you want us to give you...
They want 10% of their newborn children every 10 years?
Every 10 years, yeah.
Oh, my... That's... I don't think we can... What else?
That seems a steep price to pay.
Well, here, let me continue. There are other terms. a Dracolich has been stalking many creatures of the wildlife in the Knife Crag Mountains. The dragon Isadora was a friendly creature until it was slain by the wicked sorcerer Hanselbar the Fallen.
Hanselbar.
And in recent times it has returned from its death, and it is full of wrath and vengeance.
Were we just discussing how we hated Mancers? I'm pretty sure one of them has something to do with this.
In addition, no human may pass through the great pine forest without appeasing the spirits of nature first. They must pay our price if they wish to occupy our territory.
What price is that?
That would depend on the human and what they want, the mortal, and what they want. Because that when she says human, you understand her to mean dwarves and elves as well. Mm-hmm. In addition, she picks up... It almost looks like a choker, but it's made of weeds and thistle. One of you must agree to wear this blood thistle necklace.
What is such a device?
In order to ensure that we can trust you, It will sit upon your neck until such a time as we are satisfied that you have made good on the conditions that we have set forth. If at any time we feel that you are not, it will constrict. One of you must offer your life in exchange for... In order to ensure that the rest of you comply with our agreement here.
I think we need to negotiate the terms of the agreement, because I don't think we can get Nettle.
And finally, my sister, Nasafi, here.
Hi, Nas. How you doing?
the other dryad... Oh, hello, Avon. I really enjoyed the chocolates.
Both of them?
Those were supposed to be for your sister. Listen,
do you see them? They're the
they're
perfect
gorgeous.
Vision of beauty. I'm a
Nasafi,
lonely man in the woods.
Nasafi in centuries past has had her heart broken and her amber tiara stolen by the Ghost King who inhabits the... keep in the haunted heath.
Mm-hmm.
We would ask that you return it to her.
Is there many terms?
So
just for the dam.
Here's how this works. This is a move. You guys get to negotiate.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to make.
Can I have some spell lore? Maybe I can get some leverage on this or something.
Working
somehow.
Everybody gets to make a roll either plus charisma. Alex, you can use plus wisdom since you're a druid.
Cool.
On a 10 plus, everybody gets hold plus 2.
Alright.
On a 7 to 9, everybody gets hold plus 1, and they take a minus 1 forward to defy danger against a dryad's charms. If you fail, you mark XP and you fall madly in love.
I got...
Uh-oh.
I got a 11.
Come on.
I got a 10.
All right, I got an 8.
I got an 11.
I don't want it.
James, don't fall in love again.
I don't want it. 10. It's 11, but my charisma's minus 1. I was like, okay, 10.
All right.
What's 11 minus 1?
So I was panicking there.
Yes.
Barnabas. You are slightly more smitten with the beautiful dryads around you.
That's why I blindfolded myself.
Everybody gets... so you get 2, 2, 2, and 1. So that means you guys have 2, 4, 6, 7. 7 attempts.
That's a lot of animal moves.
To renegotiate any of these terms that they have set forth.
All right, can you just go through the terms real quick again?
Okay. Cat log for 20 years.
Yeah.
10% of the children reborn to metal have to get sacrificed to the forest every 10 years.
It's like, we can't go up at all.
You guys have to slay a Dracolich, which is a dragon that has been brought back from the dead.
Yeah, that does not sound fun.
No human may pass through, no mortal may pass through the Great Pine Forest of the North.
Without paying the price.
Without paying some price, which would be negotiable.
Whatever.
One of you must wear a blood thistle choker, which will kill you if they feel like you're not living up to your end of the bargain. And the last thing is they want you to return their sister Nasafi's tiara, Amber Tiara, which has been stolen by the Ghost King.
All right. Can we convene amongst ourselves first?
Yeah. They tell you take as much time as you need.
All right. Well, I feel the request to return the tiara is rather reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I agree with
tiara's me. Fine.
I would even go be okay with trying to kill the dragon lich.
The bait, yeah, the kids is definitely no.
That's right out.
We have to get rid of that one.
Lumber. I mean, 20 years. Maybe a year.
Well, they just said to the north.
Well, that's what I was looking at, because that's where the forest is. South is the Haunted Heath.
Yeah.
There's no forest there.
Perhaps we could try and see if they would be all right with less logging and planting extra trees to make up for the ones we...
I will tell you this. There was a big market trade in Nettle before all this went down. But the primary industry
was lumber.
Logging and woodworking and things like that.
I mean,
that.
We need... That's their... Yeah, that's how we made it.
That is their livelihood. They need the wood. So they're not forced, but they would have to start replanting at least 3 times more than what they take.
Yeah. 3 trees planted for every one they chop down.
Yeah. I mean, that trees take a while to grow.
I mean, I'm even okay with the choker. I'll put it on myself.
I would have done the choker as a way to... crap, what was the word?
Atone?
Yes, for my past sins against Nettle.
I would just think it would look better if the chief didn't.
It might also be because I'm trying to impress them, because I am still a little bit
heartbroken at the class.
I'm going to go over to them and talk.
Sarah smiles at you. You can see her.
I blindfolded myself before they started appearing.
In that case, Tara, she's totally smiling at him.
I think she still likes you.
Oh. No.
Don't tell me that.
Didn't you hear dryads? Flirts.
I know, but they are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. How beautiful are they? Describe them.
They're not that beautiful. I seem pretty.
What? They're probably the most beautiful creatures I've ever... Oh. They're horrible.
You guys aren't helping.
Is there like female juices like sap?
What?
We need to speak of our
goals. And that's where we go.
Alright, so children tithe is off the table.
I'm just saying, you don't want to fuck it dry, right?
We need to speak of our goals.
You would get splinters.
Yeah. As I said, I've fallen in love with their beauty and they don't return the love, so I wouldn't know.
So that's
anyway, the people of your hometown who we are trying to save are depending on this conversation.
I love Taros. I agree with the idea of the three trees planted for one cut down because we can't.
Perhaps we can negotiate a 5-year moratorium on logging whilst foresters maintain what's there now.
Okay. The babies are definitely out.
We have to, the newborn takes sacrifice.
I mean, we have to, we need, and I'm about the negotiation. If there's a set price of crossing the forest. I'm not sure what the price would be. Exactly. That's what it's like.
They have to give them 2 pine cones.
I think it might be slightly more than that.
Like, if it's ridiculous, if it has to be a set price, like a toll, so everyone knows how much it would be to cross it.
I think one of our first priorities should be the elimination of that
the
child's rule. But we cannot. I do not believe they'll just eliminate it. We must. Come up with something to appease.
Well, that's a good point. What do you guys propose in return? Because this is a negotiation.
Well, why do they want children for?
Sarah said that it was in order to make reparations for the crimes that the mortals have committed against nature.
What are they going to do?
It's just pain.
You can spout lore.
Yeah, I'll just give it a shot.
I'm going to say they'll recycle them into...
I got a 6.
I also... it's intelligence or wisdom?
Intelligence.
All right, then I got an 8.
All right. perhaps they mean, Taros, you have no idea. There are no dryad spirits in the tundra where you are from, but the spirits of ice deal much more harshly with mortals who infringe on.
Seriously, you do not want to piss off the spirits of ice.
Are they as attractive?
No.
Okay.
Talk about ice queen.
Yeah.
Avon, maybe they plan to train them up as druids to, spread love and
respect for nature.
Respect for nature and all of that kind of good things.
I mean, they are very motherly and maternal.
So what if
You're really not sure though. It could be a blood sacrifice for all you know.
Like, well, let's find out what they want with the girls. Maybe the druids. It could be like a school thing. They can come there, till I come back home. Not just rip them away from their parents. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, but
James, a druid, it's not so bad. Look at Taros.
Well, no, but I chose my life.
Exactly, I'm saying let the kids say, like, hey, listen, this is what a druid is. If you want to do it, let's go to school.
But if they don't meet the minimum requirements, then some kids are going to have to be forced into going to that school.
There's not really a druid school.
And we don't really know if that's exactly what they intend.
I'm just saying if.
Also, you can go back and ask them to clarify their intentions if you want.
Want to ask their intentions?
What were their names again?
Sarah is the one you were talking to. Nasafi is another one. James, I'll say you know all of them. There's Sarah, Nasafi, Olivia, and Lilius.
You really are a Cyrano of Dryads.
Have you seen them? I mean, seriously.
He's Cyrano de Bergerac.
Oh, get out.
They're harsh.
So proud of myself.
But I'd rather deal with them than dealing with what I've dealt with for 12 years.
Right. I guess it's true. They say, about love. Hey, Sierra? Hi.
Let me ask you before since we want to go on.
You look at the complete wrong direction because of the Bible.
How did Sierra break your heart?
She returned all my letters and just didn't acknowledge me. Didn't acknowledge my love for her. She was just like, "Oh, that's nice," and it's just as it. She didn't really pay enough attention to me. And she wasn't giving as much love back to me as I was giving her.
All right.
Not ignoring me, but just, friend zoned me, since that's been a big talk lately.
And it's just been kind of a burden on your heart ever since.
Yes.
So you're just like,
It's like, I love you. It's like, you're a great guy, too.
Every time you think of her, it's a little bit of... It's just like a weight on you, a great despair. All right, so you go up to Sarah, and she says, are you blindfolded and not looking at her? How are you?
Yeah, I'm blindfolded, so I'm just kind of stumbling over, and I'm just waving.
Marco!
Avon, what are you doing?
I need to ask, what exactly are you going to use the children for, per se?
Take off that silly blindfold.
I can't. It's, we just got attacked by the meat monster and it got in my eye. It's gross. You won't like it. Oh, you don't want to see me this
golems,
way.
The golems attacked you? Did they blind you?
No, I'm not blind. It just hurts really bad, and the light, and
Maybe parlay.
Why did we bring? Why did he? Why is he the one asking questions? Why didn't I go?
I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah, she doesn't quite buy it.
Hey, you guys, was thinking about this, right? They like to want to charm you, right? To make them like your unwilling pets, like he is.
No, it's not they intentionally do it. It's just how they are.
They're literally capricious spirits of nature.
What if I fake that I fall in love with them?
It won't do anything.
It's like a weakness, and maybe they'll try to prey on my weakness, but it's not really just weakness.
They don't understand the concept. They don't realize. They're all about nature. So faking won't do anything. It's not like they abuse you.
Well,
it's,
I mean. You're not sure how they would react. You'd have to try it.
Okay.
Pendril. Sarah says, Avon.
Does she reach over and take off the blindfold?
Yeah, she does.
And I squint a bit and just blink a lot. It's like, hi, yes. You see, it's terrible. You don't want to look at me like this.
Did you have a question?
Yes. What exactly are your intentions with the new boards from Nettle?
Well, there are spirits of nature far harsher than I that demand blood.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say that.
I mean, it's not like we would ask the mortals to dash their babies' heads on rocks or anything. They would merely have to be left out for the elements to take care of.
That's so much kinder.
You know, for you, I'm sure they would do anything. Just as I would do anything for you. I will go and go back to let my friends know of your intent.
Very well. We have all the time in the world.
Yes, of course you do. But never enough time for me.
Oh, Avon.
Yeah, they're going to kill the kids.
Good grief, no. That's zero kids, then.
Well, I'm not from Nettle, but I believe that would be unacceptable to the residents.
Mm-hmm. They basically just want you to want them to leave the kids outside.
Good grief.
Let the elements take their course.
Yeah, pretty much.
The ice spirits demand similar sacrifices.
So that's out.
So what are we going to do in lieu of?
I like the dry, like a druid idea, or something who's one with nature and helping them out.
Instead of sacrificing them, it turns them more to their calls.
It takes many years of training, though, to learn how to commune with the spirits of nature.
All right. They don't care. I mean, they have all the time in the world, right?
Well, no, they do care. They're demanding some immediate.
Plus, we'll promise them until the kids are ready, we will have men take out and try to hunt all the meat golems.
Wait. Avon, you are a wizard. If we kill the necromancer who created these golems, would it destroy the golems as well?
I'm going to spout lore about necromancers. And if...
All right.
I'm going to use one of my books.
I'm thankful I did, because that gave me... 9. Oh, no, 10, because it's intelligence.
It is absurdly it's absurdly difficult to kill a powerful necromancer. And we'll say no, the magic that they've cast does not necessarily dispel upon their death. It's something you have to be careful with, because they may have preset resurrections. So if you can kill a necromancer,
they'll come back as a lich.
They may have, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't the meat golems be a threat to also the dryads? I mean, the dryads are, you know, they're probably, you know, immortal. But as you say, that it takes their soul. So, I mean, dryads have souls.
So it's they seem to be more concerned with the Dracolich. Dracolich.
We might be able to deal with Dracolich, but we do have a tribe of battle-hungry ogres.
Who can go on after the meat golems.
Exactly. That would solve our problem of what to do with the ogres, and help curtail the meat golem problem.
So we'll exchange the newborns for the ogres going after the meat golems.
Yeah.
Well, how many citizens are in Nettle?
Probably about a couple hundred.
Yeah, a couple hundred. The birth rate every year isn't like they wouldn't be sacrificing more than 4 or 5 kids every 10 years, but maybe more than that. No, about that.
What if instead of a sacrifice every year, someone were to dedicate themselves to the forest?
What does that entail?
Study the art of become a druid, or work as a forester to preserve the trees. Somehow dedicate themselves. No! A ceremony. Mm. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of the spirits of the forest. Every year, the people of Netta will celebrate the dryads and the spirits of the forest.
Okay.
There will be one section of the Great Forest that will be completely off-limits and consecrated as a holy ground. And every year, the people of Nettles will gather there and thank the dryads for their blessing.
All right.
Do you think they'll find this enough to remove that crumb?
Well, what do you think?
It's better than nothing.
I think it's definitely safe to offer.
All right, so I've been changed.
I mean, the worst they're going to do is say no.
Those are babies.
We'll do it. We'll have Dryad Day.
Dryad Day, and we'll work to remove the meat golems.
Yeah. So that's two things for the one. What else can we? So
they wish sacrifice. Right? If they wish a sacrifice, I don't think having a celebration of them will be enough to appease.
First?
And then if they say no, we'll try something else.
Well, it could be a celebration where they go out and plant flowers and trees and stuff.
They have to celebrate
life,
nature.
And life and nature. There's no foresting that day. They go out and they do
a
nature.
Week-long celebration.
Yes, that sounds even better.
So, and
Dryad Week. Every year. Around the spring solstice.
Maybe a month? I don't know.
That's way too long.
Yeah.
I will say, don't write any checks that your asses can't cash. You know? That's
true. I mean, yeah, we are speaking on behalf of all the people of Nettle.
Who you have yet to speak to at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
And they hate
me. I realize that. I just chose not to say anything, because it's not my town.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. If we're out here... We're trying something. Everyone's just staying in there doing shit.
Well, you know what? Let's start with a day, and if they don't like that, then we'll bump into a week.
Sounds good. You always want to...
I mean, who doesn't like a celebration, though? I mean, a week-long celebration, everybody would love that. But
so, we'll accept the responsibility of the Dracolich.
Okay.
And retrieving her crown.
Yeah.
Tiara. They don't believe in things like...
All right, negotiation. I think we should ask them for maybe a set
price for going into passage in the Great North.
A set fair price, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
What would that be?
Well, we'll discuss, I guess.
Because they said the price is negotiable, and we don't know what the actual price of anything would be. I popped my head up. Sarah, what would be the price for going through the forest for just, you know, walking through?
As I said, Avon, it would depend on the mortal in question. Maybe a merchant might be obligated to give up a fraction of his goods, or I don't know. A hunter might be required to leave one of his kills as sacrifice to the forest. Something of that nature.
So basically part of the profits, or something along those lines.
Fitting tribute for passage through our land.
I pop my head back down. It's going to be really hard to come up with a set thing.
Can God make a suggestion?
Yes.
I was going to say, why don't you, instead of having a set price, you could propose that all of the mortals that pass through the forest, you know, within reason, like obviously you can't make agreements for everybody, you could establish certain core rules. You know, or a code of the forest that they would have to abide by.
Mm. All right.
Like no wandering off the trail, no breaking off branches for walking sticks.
Only certain areas you can hunt in, or
yeah,
use all the animal if you need to hunt.
That sort of thing.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Mm.
Thank you, God.
Thanks for the Kumsa.
Yeah. all right. So what else?
All right, so the no foresting, we're asking for either a drop in that or a three per tree.
It's the lifeblood of Nettle.
Yeah,
as well as an area of consecration, correct?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Perhaps we will have to teach them responsible foresting techniques, not to over forest in one area and make sure to spread and give the other trees time to regrow.
Yeah,
and do things in moderation.
Always in moderation.
And make up for what you do threefold.
Yeah.
Take on the Ghost King, return the tiara. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're sacrificing the newborns to Dryad Day.
And this is and also, what are we getting from? They're just gonna undam the place. It's also always magic, right? Fucking magic.
Well, it's they're doing the the magic is keeping the forest okay.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing. You realize, you know, you can just undam the river yourself.
Yeah.
But you're gonna have pissed off nature spirits continuing to try to fuck you up and fuck up Nettle.
Yeah. I mean, this is all just for undamming a thing, which we can do.
Yeah, you don't want to get on their bad side.
I'm just saying, these are a lot for...
It is a very one-sided agreement, but it's your town. The decision is in your hands.
Well, think of it this way. It's also appeasing the forest spirits, so that means good bounties, good hunting, good... You know, the river would be fresh alive with fish.
Can I use Spellore and see if, like, they're afraid, like, I don't know, think of any negotiation tactics against, like, I can work against dryads or something, like, something I can...
You want to get, like, more benefits than just...
Spellore.
Just undamming.
Yeah. What was it?
Intelligence,
which is plus 11.
Okay. I will tell you this. This is a negotiation, so they're coming to you with a list of demands,
yeah,
expecting that you guys are going to say, well, you know, Lou, you're going to want to talk this out and switch things out, and, you know, they're expecting you guys to make them a counteroffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know that some of these aren't going to stick, and this is just...
Yeah. All right, so our counteroffer, they undam the river.
Yeah.
We will give them Dryad Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We will responsible wood foresting techniques to make sure we replenish the forest. And the foresters of Nettle will plant 3 trees for every one that they chop down.
Mm-hmm.
And we will agree to a set of rules for travelers through the forest.
Okay.
And then we have the Ghost King to deal with. There's the Dracolich. Ends where we not to use the ogres to try to eliminate the meat golems.
Yeah, we can do that.
Well, why don't we save the meat golems and see how that goes?
So we'll just do those for now.
And is one of you going to wear that choker?
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to do?
I would do anything to please them, so if they ask me, I will probably volunteer right then and there.
It's a good show of faith that I think a chieftain should do it, right?
Well, the ogres don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, I told myself I was a chieftain, so maybe they know me as a chieftain.
They know you as the ogre chieftain.
Yeah.
We're not ogres.
Yeah.
I don't think they care who wears the collar.
Sounds good. You can wear the collar then.
Good. Because if you were going to offer, I would have offered in front of you because I want to impress them.
Oh, okay. By the way, I might flirt with them. It's just a tactic.
Okay. You see me gripping you see the staff kind of shaking a little bit, because I'm gripping it very tightly.
Alright, so you guys have hashed out what you're going to counteroffer to the Dryad, so you get 2
right.
Parlay attempts, you get 2, you get 1.
Oh, okay. So why don't I start, because I'm not as good. Okay. So, all right. So I roll parlay.
And what are you going after first? Like,
need to get rid of the newborns.
I'll let Meyer do that.
Yeah,
one.
Let that go. Better.
Instead of a price for the forest, we'll set up, you know, a list of rules for travelers.
Okay.
And that is a 9.
9. So what do you say? They you return to the circle.
The insurance.
Great spirits.
Yes.
As a druid, I understand, of course, the sanctity of nature and how important it is to preserve what the spirits have given us. But I also understand the needs of a civilization, and one of them is commerce. People must be able to travel from one town to another. And a variable tax, if you will, like you are requesting, for passage through the forest might not be attainable for some of the people who would travel to and from Nettle. Instead, we would propose a set of rules for the Great Pine Forest that all travelers must follow. And if any do not, you can take whatever toll from them you see fit.
So your rules would be enforceable by nature's law, not by the mortal's law. Any who do not follow the rules are subject to our jurisdiction.
Is that fair with you guys?
I mean, we can post...
Yeah, that sounds fair, because if they're not listening, they deserve to be punished.
I mean, we can always post the rules on the road when they're going there, so when
we will, of course, post the rules on the pass through the forest so that those who are entering know of them, but if they disobey them, they are subject to your law, to your justice. And the justice of nature is fair.
Not at all, but yeah.
No. I know. No. It's kill or be killed. But
She was actually, since you got a 7 to 9, she was going to ask you, you know, who would enforce such a rule, and you know, basically, she wanted you to say that, you know, it would be up to the spirits of nature to enforce the laws.
Yeah.
So yeah, you negotiate that one instead of the variable, you know, price that all mortals must pay to walk the great pine forest of the north. There will be a set of rules.
Prominently displayed
on all any major settled areas around them.
Mm-hmm.
And she agrees that they will make this known. It's not your responsibility to go and, you know, tell everyone.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So who's going to develop the rules, though? That's the other question.
We'll do it up. We'll make it up here right now.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably part of negotiating after we finish.
All right. That is fair. We will concede to that demand.
Thank you. I have 0 charisma bonus, so.
What else?
Well, you said you had 2. I thought you got two points.
All right, so would I have to use another parlay to negotiate the actual rules?
I will say this: if you think that they will, you know, make fair rules,
no,
yeah,
no, all right, they will
so, not. So make another right. Parlay to talk about the rules.
That's a 6.
Oh well.
All right.
I grew up on a glacier. I'm not very charismatic.
You tried your best.
They all sort of start discussing amongst themselves what they think the rules should be, and to you, mostly it sounds very fair. Are you trying to actually? No. Okay. And. And I will say this:
have to defeat the wolf spirit. Of course, that makes sense.
They have to go through the trials as they go through each section of woods.
It's things that are very, very much like what Meyer was saying before. Like, you know, there are certain areas where mortals are forbidden to hunt, and you know, no one must kill more than they need, and you know, things like that.
Okay,
That's fair.
Passing mortals shall not desecrate the forest.
Yeah, that's fair. All
right. I'm going to take a dump right here, and now I'm going to smear it on this tree.
If you're doing that, you're kind of...
I think what they mean is, like, you know, like, don't start forest fires.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, then.
Yeah.
Smokey the Bear is going to open it.
It's like really Smokey the Bear, too. It's fair like enough. It's a real incarnation of Smokey.
Yeah, fair enough.
Smokey the Dire Bear.
Yeah, Smokey the Dire Bear.
So who's up next?
What am I gonna negotiate?
Wanna go start your last because you're kind of with them.
I mean, I have -1 to my charisma, so I mean.
Oh.
I know I have +2, but I have a -1 forward to them because I only made that.
Right. It basically, like, they're so beautiful, Barnabas. Hmm. The dryads are so comely, and it's a little distracting because they smile at you and they bat their little metal eyelashes, and it's...
So maybe our strongest arguments should be left to Meyer as the best.
Yeah, which is...
For the don't kill the kids part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take something in the middle.
Also, I give him +1.
Well, we said we were gonna we would go after the Ghost King or
right
the Dragon Lich.
That's not negotiation.
Yeah, and
just give him a bard. That's what bards kind of do.
I'll just tell them, and we agree that we will rescue your sister's crown from the Ghost King and do our best to defeat the Draco Lich.
Very well. So who's going next?
Let's see.
Who's going next?
Well, the only thing we need to negotiate then is the no foresting and the no newborns. No death to newborns.
Wasn't there something else?
It was the all logging in the Great Pine Forest must cease for the next
20 years.
Score of years.
It's Dryad Day. That,
yeah. The tithe of newborns.
Yeah.
Slay the Dracolich.
The necklace.
No human may pass without paying the toll.
Take care of that.
One of you must wear the blood thistle choker.
Of that.
And the return of the Amber Tiara.
So wait,
how long do they have to wear the blood thistle choker?
Yeah, I was about to ask. Is that until
all the conditions have been met?
But there are ongoing conditions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's on. Can we say
that would be if you want to negotiate that. I think the way it's worded to you, you think they're expecting you to wear it forever.
Yes. So I'm going to try negotiating to only wear the choker till after we return the tiara and kill the Dragalich, as a sign of good faith that we're at least doing a good part of what we promised to do.
All right, very well. Go ahead, roll it, and tell me how you do and what you say.
8, 7.
I'm still.
It's successful.
Yeah. So what do you say,
Evan? Zero, Nas, what was it, Oliviana?
Syra, Nasafi, Oliviana, and Lilius.
Ladies. as you know, I would do anything for you girls. I'm a bit uncomfortable with wearing this necklace, the choker, for extended amount of time.
So you would wear the choker.
Of course, I would do anything for you ladies. I was wondering if we could set amount of time on it to, like, let's say we'll probably do the Dragalich first, then we'll go and get NASA's tiara. After we return the tiara, can we lose the choker? Because some of the other conditions we promised to enforce, but there's no guarantee we can keep up on that. So I was hoping that with hopes of Sean of good faith that we are taking care of things and looking to help out, that the choker only be used until at least those two conditions are met.
Well, we were intending to have you wear it the rest of your mortal days.
Yes, and
but how about this? After those conditions are met, the Dracolich is slain, the tiara is returned. You must only wear the blood thistle necklace for a year and a day.
Oof.
And after that, we shall release you.
Well, that sounds fine because I'll probably be
dead.
Yes. I'll probably be living back in my my hut in the forest, which you never seem to want to come visit, despite all my right, many invites.
Oh my god, get over it already.
You really need to get over it.
I can't. I'm never over you. Either of you. Any of you.
All of you.
All of you.
Maybe, Sir Druid, you should escort your friend out.
Yes. Why don't we go?
Wait, no, there. I still can talk to them one more time.
No. You've done enough.
and Taros drags him out. I love you.
I love you. Call me. they call me through the wind sometimes. So.
Yes, you're not supposed to respond.
All right, who's going next?
I'll go for it.
Okay.
I pull out my mandolin. So, kind of playing some songs.
Your music is very pleasant, Sir Bard.
Well,
I'll kill you!
I said shut up!
He didn't got my lady.
As many songs.
Let the man work.
That were inspired by your great beauty, I can see why.
You flatter us.
I'm gonna kill him.
I mean,
good luck.
Just being with you now inspired many songs.
Alright, make a. You know what? Let me see.
I'm gonna roll willpower.
Which one of your moves would be appropriate?
He should roll parlay to get a bonus to his parlay.
Roll parlay to see how well you parlay. We are parlay.
Parlay. I'm gonna parlay with your women.
Just make it. Make charming and open, or
charming.
When you speak, is that a check?
No, I just do it.
Okay, do a. We'll make up a performance move for you. So just make plus a charisma, make maybe. Plus charisma, plus ka.
Plus ka.
Cha.
I got an 8.
Charmander.
All right. So you can get plus one forward on the parlay.
Okay.
It's, what ballad do you play for them? What song? You said it was inspired by their beauty. What do you call it?
Something about nature. Something about, it's like nature's beauty or something.
All of your song titles seem to be really cheesy so far, so may I suggest I Pine for the Pines?
Okay, I Pine for the Pines.
Yeah, I Pine for the Pines. You play it for them. And they are all, you know, very, very flattered, and they applaud for you.
I kick a rock really hard.
Oh, come on, man.
He's flirting with my women.
He already told you he was going to do that.
You know,
yes. They're not your women. They're spirits of the forest. They care not for you.
I know. Stop rubbing it in.
I've enjoyed my stay with you guys so far. Maybe we can do this more often. I could play some songs. Just hang out.
Oh, wow. We would appreciate such a thing.
I'll learn to play the mandolin for you.
I'll learn to play anything you want.
I'll get the flute.
In a moment, woo! I'm going to turn into a bear and eat you.
I mean,
I'll be good. No promises.
A day, you women deserve a day to be celebrated. I mean, you're the you're spirits of the forest.
And you would devote such a day to celebrate us and the other spirits of nature?
Absolutely, we would.
What would you ask in return?
I take my hat off and I just start biting it. He's impressing them. I've tried so hard to impress them.
I mean, we love our children as much as you love nature. We could never spare, let harm fall. Even one of them.
Well, that is in
it's in their very nature.
I was going to say in nature, that is the way of the world. There are many parents who would not see their young harmed, but children starve every day. Prey are consumed by predators. It is part of the cycle of life.
The cycle of life.
Life and death is.
And it does some stuff.
Life and death is a part of life. Life and death. Death is part of life, but so is love. Don't you think? And to be fair, I would like to celebrate love more than death.
So you would have us lift the requirement of the tithe, the sacrifice.
I would
in exchange for a day of celebration.
Of all the town folks would come here, song, and feast and merriment all devoted to you.
All right, go ahead, make me parlay.
Wait, I thought that was our counter for the not foresting.
No, our counter for the not foresting is three per. Three for tree.
Yeah, I knew what I was doing, man.
Three per tree. Three per tree.
I knew what I was doing with that. Those ladies. That's plus two plus one more for that. So that's 15.
Cool.
Or 2 6s.
The dryads start giggling and talking excitedly about all of the wonderful ceremonies that they can think to, you know, have the mortals praise the spirits of nature, and you know, there will be dancing and singing and
I kind of come close to them when I'm playing. I'm like, I touch their face. I'm like, maybe I'll even make a song about you.
That's why I walked away, because I was going to yell. Maybe I didn't want to yell to the mic.
You caress her face, yep. And you hear Avon.
I just start picking up.
I just slap him. Get it together.
Well, Sir Bard, you paint a very lovely picture. We will, if indeed the people of Nettle will devote an entire day to praising nature and its great glory, we will indeed rescind the requirement that the citizens pay a tenth of their newborns.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
How am I going to follow that? We want to chop down trees.
I can. I have another one. I can try it again.
I have another one too. If you fail, so.
Well, do you want to let Barnabas handle it? Because Eric's been sitting here very patiently while the three of you.
Then I'll just keep playing kind of the background.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell you. I'll we'll do this exchange. If you want to give up your other plus one, Meyer, you can eliminate Eric's minus one.
Okay. Sure. I'll do it.
Okay, then.
So you keep playing in the background. I pine for the pines.
Taros is now holding Avon back as he's trying to kill Pendril.
Stop it, they're not worth it!
I love them, don't you understand?
I can introduce you to a very lovely spirit of dirt, if you'd like.
I mean, she's dirty.
Literally, she's made of dirt.
The face appears out of the ground. Hello!
You don't want them. They're too much work. She.
Pendril, this is the Earth. Earth, Pendril.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hi, handsome.
How's it going, buddy?
It's not the same.
Hey, Sail, what's going on, my love? I got my butt bleached.
Oh, God. There's just way too much junk in that
trunk. I'd be covered in dirt, but not my butt.
Okay. You can't see it, but it's really clean.
All right. I suppose.
So Barnabas approaches. What do you think
happened? This would now be my turn.
The circle of dryads.
All right. Fair dryads, I must first thank you for the concessions you have made for us. We are very thankful for what you have what we have negotiated. However, there is one more situation that we would like to address, and that would be now. Earlier, my compatriot, the noble druid over here.
What's up?
He spoke of our need for commerce. Commerce is a very important part of our society, and we understand that things may have been taken much further than we would have liked in the area of deforestation. It's unreasonable the way they have been. Now, they have been forced by the orcs, but it's unreasonable the level of deforestation that has occurred here. But, you see, without lumber, our town, our commerce is very hinged on the lumber here, on the lumber works, the lumber trade, and without
the trade, the town could perish. Now, you speak of wanting balance, and we absolutely agree, but balance is obviously a two-sided thing. If one side is removed completely, then there is no balance. Now, what we would propose here is perhaps, instead of such a ban on our forest, on cutting down trees, perhaps we would make up for the losses that we have given you by planting three trees for every one tree for, carrying forth that we remove from the forest. And now, did we agree about the leaving one's area of the place consecrated?
Yeah, that was for a dryad day.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
It's also part of the thing is that you can't go in this area.
Okay, so that's covered already. So to make up for the losses that we have given the forest, which gives so much to us and which we wish to give back to, we would perhaps plant extra trees to show our love for nature and our wish to keep a balance.
All right, roll parlay.
All right, so now I get my charisma.
Yes.
And I get the minus one eliminated because of Meyer.
Because of Meyer, because he gave his... He's playing in the background.
Come on. No. Okay.
Yeah.
I got 14. I'm rolling a lot of double sixes recently.
Yeah, don't nice. I'm playing good.
Nothing wrong with boxcars.
They're really loving my music.
she says, brave Sir Paladin, you are among a noble company.
Nice.
And we have watched we have seen the mercy and the goodwill that you've shown to those who may not deserve it. Of course, if the town of Nettle agrees, if the loggers who would cut down our trees agree to leave a certain portion of the forest as consecrated ground where they may not trespass, and to replenish what they have taken, we will lift the ban on logging. We know not of the ways of commerce, but provided that your people are dedicated to preserving what is ours and not merely plundering it, we will allow them to do so, from the land.
I'm positive that we could speak to them and make sure that we could have this come to pass. We thank you very much for your concession and for your time. We promise to bring glory again to your lovely forest and to nature as a whole.
Okay. I've been rolling really well.
I think that's...
Very well. In that case, I will send Nesifi to the tribe of ogres and instruct them to dismantle the dam.
All right. Well, we're heading back that way anyway. We do have people there that we should make.
The ogres will need to relocate.
Yeah.
Oh, and Sir Druid, you bartered for. You bartered for a boon from the earth in exchange for the creation of a new artificial island?
Indeed. If the earth spirits requested that I leave some of the boulders that have been used to block the dam, leave them above water so that they may feel the sunshine.
It shall be done.
Thank you.
All right.
And if I can give you, help you out, you give in helpful to us, I can... Can I give you a tip? Maybe you said that the meat golems are giving you a problem. Maybe you can set the ogres on them.
Perhaps. If you are indeed their chieftain, that would be your call. That would be up to you.
Well, I don't want to be the chief. It just happened. I mean, I just killed the wrong ogre.
Well, that is between you and the ogres, Sir Bard.
Well,
that's between you and the ogres.
Yeah, she doesn't want any part of that.
I don't blame her.
Ladies, I'll see you in my dreams.
They all giggle.
You son of a bitch!
Oh, come on.
They are rather attractive.
And I'm walking. I just walk away. I'm walking. I pine for the pine.
This song's about me.
All right. So I guess we'll draw this session to a close because it's like
11:30.
It's like 11:30.
We did it.
We did it.
So at the beginning of next session, they will restore the river. It will flow down to Nettle. However, you guys still have to free the town in order to make good on all of your whatchamacallits, all of your promises to the Dryad.
One step at a time.
And you also then have to go slay a Dracolich and
retrieve a tiara.
Retrieve the amber tiara from the keep of the Ghost King and the Haunted Keep.
Tiara.
At least we got quests for ourselves.
Yep.
Plus it.
So, after a long day of journeying through the forest and fighting meat golems, you march back toward the Black Plague Clan's camp with Avon sobbing and singing I Pine for the Pines, because it's just so damn catchy. So you guys can, I'll let you, we'll check out the, here, we, end of session. Anybody resolve any bonds?
I think, honestly, now one of my bonds is Avon's misguided behavior endangers his very soul, but I think maybe I might be turning around on him and seeing that he's trying to turn back, especially by accepting the burden of the Blood Thistle necklace.
Oh, yeah, you can resolve that one.
Wait, did we take the Blood Thistle necklace?
Yeah, they put it on you.
Oh, they did?
No, they put it on me.
It's not done yet, but part of the Ballad of Avon now, of adding to it, is his love of Dryads.
Can I make a new bond?
Yeah.
All right, so my new bond is going to be Pendril Lusts for Power. I do not trust him.
Wow.
Nice.
I feel like, I mean, from my character's perspective, he keeps saying he doesn't like this Ogre King thing, but I really don't believe him.
Yeah, no.
And then he also said he was take over the town.
Yeah.
So now I erase.
I'm pretty sure you said that on accident, but in character, that it seems like something your character would say.
Mm-hmm. So now I erase this bond from Avon and I add an experience, or what?
Yeah, you add an XP. And if you want, you can write a new bond, which can be anything you want involving any of these three.
I'm sure I'll figure something out by the time we get to it.
Anybody else resolve any bonds?
My alignment for good is help something or someone grow. I helped the animals, and we got the river undammed. Does that count?
Yeah, no, that'll...
Did I defuse a tense situation with the...
I'll give you one for that.
I didn't endanger myself to protect anyone.
I used magic to directly...
Actually you did, with the meat golems. You charged ahead.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
So you couldn't take an XP for that. Did we learn something new and important about the world? Not so much.
No.
Did we overcome a notable monster enemy?
Yes.
Did we loot a memorable treasure? No.
The Blood Thistle.
And everybody gets one nomination.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to give mine to Meyer for being exceptionally good at seducing the Dryads, which essentially pissed Avon off completely.
Thank you.
I'm going to give mine to James for staying so in character with the lust after the...
You son of a bitch!
I'm going to give mine to Eric for punching himself in the face.
Oh, I forgot about that! That would have been so deserving of one.
I will give mine to...
Ryan.
Alright.
All the enemies level up.
Oh, shit. Oh. Look what you did.
Nobody ever gives the GM XP.
I'll give it to Alex for his good at scouting, and he rolled well once to help us out.
Thanks, Mike.
Damn.
I also killed like 3 out of the 5 meat golem parts.
Oh, yeah. I was too busy playing my saw for Eric. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I did blow some of them up.
Yeah, you turn them. You turn them into
I buried them back into living, which has to be the scariest thing I have ever done ever.
Barnabas, you apparently punched yourself in the face. You were not afraid to bleed. Oh, Rich, Barnabas.
To be fair, Pendril does not want to take over. He just wants to tell me I'm better.
Well, oh, no, no, I believe that, but in character, it
does
kind of
seem like you're on a power trip with the whole ogre chief thing.
Well, that's why, as soon as I feel I could trust you again, that bond would go away.
Yeah.
I mean, I have that Pendril is woefully misinformed about the world. I will teach him all that I can. I want to end in that Pendril is now my enemy for seducing the dryad.
You can add that,
but
if you want.
Yeah. Well, maybe not my enemy, but...
Rival.
Yeah, it's like
friend of me.
Yeah.
The next time you see one of the dryads, they're like, oh, what? How's Pendril doing?
So, questions, comments? You guys still liking it?
Yeah, definitely.
I like this alignment.
So, okay, so we're gonna have to go to Nettle, free the town. Then go kill a dragon, an undead dragon. Then go raid the tomb of the Ghost King. The Keep of the Ghost King.
We still have a plan to do. Like,
Let's not take on any more quests. Really.
Yeah, our quest list is pretty full. I feel like I'm playing Skyrim now.
I just got a whole bunch of quests.
I'm like, oh god, where do I start?
I feel like out of game, like we have to make a plan to how to take over. Nettle.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm playing more of the Warcraft. Right, well, just running up to everyone with
you're just running over with the quest, just getting all the people. Like,
well,
this,
well
like,
now
oh.
First we got to figure out when we go back, we have to figure out what happened to all
the
other people.
Camp.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we should do that in-game. I feel like that would be cool to listen to on mic.
No, I'm fine with that.
You guys planning the siege of Nettle.
Yeah, but it's all a map, so it's like, oh, I gotta go to the... Alright, okay.
Well, so our next thing, we're definitely going for Nettle next time, right? We're not accepting anything else. There's no side things.
No, we have to figure out what happened at camp, and then
we have to figure out what happened to the bandit camp,
and then it's Nettle problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So next time we're tackling the bandit camp and then attacking Nettle.
I also say one of us should go in because they don't know we're doing it. They don't know who we like. So I'd say one of us should go into camp. Maybe Alice is best because he's a stranger, and we can pay the toll and he can go in and just survey.
Why? I could just turn into a bird, land, and then just walk around. Because
then you can talk to people, like talk to guards or so.
I could just fly in, then turn back into an elf, walk around, talk to people, and then be like, "See ya." Yeah.
I think we should do it because then we should also tell the guards and tell maybe other people in the Nettle to watch out. You know, we're kind of
Well, we have to figure out what our plan is first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
honestly, Taros is 100% against using the ogres because then you're just going to...
I think we should just use the ogres for the meat golems.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm okay with. But as soon as you bring ogres into trying to defend the town, they were going to get rid of all the orcs and then just have an ogre.
It's like the old lady who swallowed the fly.
I say maybe we do a stealth thing and maybe try to go through the catacombs.
I don't know what we're going to do about all the orcs, but I am dead set against. Ogres is not the right answer.
We brought in ogres to kill the orcs. And then we brought in griffins to kill the ogres.
Yeah.
And then we brought in dragons to kill the griffins.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, we'll leave that up for next time. This has been
brought in meat golems to kill the meat.
And then we brought in ogres to kill the meat golems. It's then we had to bring in orcs to kill the ogres.
And then we kill the orcs. Yay!
And then James got decapitated by
a thistle,
a dryad.
Yeah. A dryad.
All right, so this has been session 4 of Dungeon World. Beat the meat, or I pine for the pumpkin.
James got decapitated by a thistle.
See you later, everybody.
Bye.